And good afternoon on this Wednesday, the February the 26th, 12:02 is the time, and we are in studio for a full 3 hours this afternoon. Baylor men's basketball, we had wondered how they were going to get back to it after the loss on Saturday. Is there going to be kind of a hangover effect? Would they sort of limp into this one? Would the energy levels be quite where they were on Saturday? Well, they answered that pretty clearly last night. As you heard a little bit there in the open, Baylor men dominate Kansas State 85-66, and this is, let's be clear, not a great Kansas State team by any stretch. They're not even a good Kansas State team at times, and last night certainly there was a little bit of infighting, there was some frustration going on, but if you're Baylor, all you had to do was walk in there onto your home court last night, put up a dub, look good doing it, feel good doing it, and take care of your business. And that's exactly what they did, as they win by nearly 20 points. And quite frankly, at times looked like they could have won probably by about 30 points in that game.
Yeah, I would say that the score didn't even really show what the game was like for Baylor. I mean, Baylor went in there and completely dominated. And you're right, K-State's not a very good team. But the things that stood out to me the most, 16 for 18 from the free throw line. That doesn't matter who you're playing. That's been a bugaboo of the Baylor Bears all season long. And so for them to be able to clean that up, at least for one night, that's a step in the positive direction.
Do you think they just maybe in their couple of days of a turnaround that they had a little discussion about the free throws or maybe a little bit of more work on the charity stripe? Now, I'm not saying that that's not something they weren't aware of previously.
Right.
I mean, everybody's been talking about it. We've been talking about it. National analysts have mentioned how that's been kind of a bugaboo for them. But even with the quick turnaround, maybe a little more time on the charity stripe, just shooting some extra shots in the gym late at night.
Yeah, I could see that. I could also see just having a little bit more want to, a little bit more attention to detail, you know, because again, man, free throws are just repetition. That's all it is. It's not like it's some hard contested shot. I mean, it's a shot that you should make, especially when you're a really good shooter like a Jared Butler, you know, and I don't mean to just call him out, but he's one of the leaders of the team and he's one of the best players on the team. He's expected in crunch time when you got to get that bucket, man, he's expected to go to the free throw line and especially get the front end of a 1-1. You got to at least get that bonus shot, you know, and so not to get that, to come up short, that's a problem. So it's a lot to do with the repetition at the free throw line, like you said, going in and shooting up a little bit towards the end of the night or whatever and getting some extra shots. But it's also just, you know, take a deep breath, have some attention to detail, and go knock that shot down.
Well, when I watch a basketball team that's pretty good in everything that they do, but they struggle in an area like the free throw line, it reminds me of a football team that's pretty good, but they can't kick field goals.
Yeah.
Or they can't execute in another area of special teams, and it ends up costing them inevitably. And so if there's a weakness on this men's team, it is certainly sometimes they can go on some kind of funky offensive droughts, but really there's not too much to pick apart. And if anything, it's the charity stripe where it's, you know, playing with fire a little bit, or has cost them in some cases as well, as we saw against Kansas on Saturday. But last night, to your point, that was not much of a worry. Not much of anything was a worry. There was about 4 minutes left. They were up by 34 points. and eventually that whittled down a little bit. K-State went on a wild run. I mean, they went on a 16-1 run.
Right.
And, you know, that was...
A lot of that had to do with Baylor just kind of chilling on defense as well.
Yeah, that was just kind of what it was, and it was not any cause for concern or red flag or anything along those lines. There was not a lot to walk away and be disappointed with last night, except for maybe the attendance, as evidenced by some of the pictures from local media. They put out the crowd shots, and they were certainly not quite what we saw on Saturday.
No.
But, you know, there are times where I think that we can have the conversation with the fan base about attendance and showing up, and I'm not really too worried about last night. I figured there was going to be a lull last
night.
You know, you can only ask so many people to go so hard for so many weekends in a row or so many events in a row before, like, they just kind of need a Tuesday night off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is not the biggest fan base in the world either. So it's one thing for a fan base that has regularly 100,000 in their building on Saturdays to be able to have still a very respectable-looking crowd at every home game in basketball, or more home games than normal in basketball, or even travel well to road games. But you know, this is not a big school. It's not a big alumni base in comparison to a lot of the teams that they compete with. And so I think they're just going to be nice just naturally where that – hardcore base that you have, it's smaller than the hardcore base of most everybody else.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. And some nights, like, hey, look, the fans gave them a show on Saturday. They gave the fans as much of a show as they could. They came up short. They put on a show last night for those that were there in attendance. Certainly, you would love to see them keep up the attendance and not sell it out every single night, because that's just not realistic, quite frankly. But, you know, have it looking respectable every single night. That may not have been the case so much yesterday, but I kind of understood, you know, just because of all the stuff that's been going on, and everybody just needs to kind of take a deep breath every once in a while.
Man, I'm telling you, everyone is just kind of exhausted from everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everything, you know, so I don't blame people for saying, hey, you know what, I'm just going to take a night off and I'll be at the house and check it out on ESPN Plus or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, and if, you know, there's a continuing problem with it, like if the next home game it's very sparse, then that, you know, may cause or may allow for a little bit of, hey, come on, what's going on, fans here? But, you know, I did see a little bit of poking at the fans last night, and I really didn't fret too much over it just because I kind of figured everybody just needed to kind of chill out for a second, and didn't have an effect on the men, obviously, as we've been discussing here. They roll over Kansas State. And here we are down to the nitty-gritty, and we'll take a look at the Big 12 standings a little bit later, but we're getting down to less than a handful of games. And here's Baylor, and here's Kansas, and they're both sitting there with one loss. Both have maybe a couple opponents that can flirt with, you know, knocking them off here before it's all said and done, but they're locked up, and just a few games to go here in the regular season. So it'll be interesting to see if they can both keep perfect or if one of them manages to slip up here in these last few games. And quite frankly, I don't really see too many teams that I go, yeah, Baylor could lose to them, or I expect Kansas to lose to them. Right. I think it's going to be perhaps just a dead heat to the finish, and maybe both these teams win out and share a Big 12 regular season title, or maybe one of them does slip up.
If one of these teams slips up, it'll be a shock. It really will. I mean, I'm expecting both these teams to win out, but again, that doesn't mean anything. What it means is you got to go out there and just handle your business. But right. But again, I would be shocked if either one of these teams slips up. And again, like I said earlier, that's okay. You know what I mean? That's okay. You've had a hell of a season. Just go ahead and finish it strong. Head to the Big 12 tournament, and then hey, all bets are off. You're ready to rock and roll. You'll be a one seed. Go make sure it happens.
Yeah, three games to go now. Baylor does have a couple of tough tests, so you could see them potentially slip up. Kansas, I like their set up a little bit more. They do have a common opponent. We'll talk about that. But last night, Baylor taking care of business. So if you want to comment on the Bears and how they looked in their bounce back game, if you will, coming off that loss Saturday, 254-662-1660 is the number to call. 254-662-1660 is also the Bush's Chicken text line. So at any point during the show, you can jump on and give your comment, question, opinion, what have you, and not have to worry about, you know, taking a moment to get on the phone and dial up and all that, because maybe you're trying to chime in from work or an oil place like Pepe or whatever the case may be. So you can hit us up text line or on the phone lines, and we will get to you and get to your thoughts, comments, questions, and opinions.
Tom hit us up on the Bush's Chicken text line. He said, amen on the free throw improvement.
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It
16, helps. 16 for 18? That's 16 points that you just went and got at the free throw line.
Yeah, that helps quite a bit. It's free points. You want to take advantage of free points whenever you can get them. So talking to some Baylor men, we have a few guests that will be joining us on the show today as well. And we got some audio from yesterday's media session with the Baylor football coaches. We'll have an excerpt from that as well. I still think that was pretty cool that they got all the 10 assistants together and I just put them in a room and let the media come and talk to them. And, you know, it's kind of funny listening to Fedora on Mosley a little while ago, listening to Meatball Johnson earlier yesterday, and they're still figuring some things out. Obviously, they haven't had, you know, a practice with any of these current players yet. So it's just kind of interesting listening to these guys. You know, Fedora in particular talking about, I'm probably not going to watch like any film from last year because it's not what we're going to be doing. And you know, what those guys were doing in that system's not really going to have an effect on what we're doing here. So it's a blank sheet of paper, basically. You kind of know, like, hey, Charlie Brewer's the guy at quarterback. But, you know, Jacob Zeno, Gary Bohannon will have something to say about that. The freshman, whose name I still can't quite, Blake, can't remember the last name. I don't have his name quite down yet.
Chapin.
Yeah, Chapin. Golly. But Blake Chapin, I'm sure, will have something to say about it as well. But I like that they're starting clean. They're not worrying too much about, like, oh, hey, this guy stood out last year. It's just brand new for everybody.
That was a common theme yesterday. They really, I mean, they touched on last year and the good things that was done at Baylor, but they really were like, hey, that's what they did, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to put our thumbprint on this team now.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's what you expect, but I also like to hear it as well, because there are maybe some staffs that would take over and be like, yeah, you know, I really liked how they did this, and I was watching this, and the way they did this. Nope, these guys are coming in brand new eyeballs and starting from scratch, and I love it, and I think it's going to make for a very interesting set of spring ball practices. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Joe in DFW. Joe, you're on ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, fellas, thanks for taking
taking my call. I had to jump on real quick because y'all kind of hit the nail on the head from Saturday to today, or excuse me, last night with the men's basketball. Because you know me, I'm friends with everybody, but my friends are. I'm gonna call you out when something doesn't feel right. And old Matt Carver, my buddy up in D.C., I gotta call him out because he was kind of boo-hooing on everybody with the fan base, all that kind of stuff. But Craig, you hit it on the head, talking about, hey, you don't have the biggest fan base, but one thing is, I think we got the most dedicated fan base. So I'll take it that way with it. But yeah, I love you, each and every one of you guys. But hey, I'm gonna call you guys out when I feel like it's a little getting me a little sideways. But Q, I heard you with the softball. That was pretty cool. Calling out Coach Mulkey with the throwing out the first pitch against Louisiana Tech. So hey, sick 'em, fellas. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate it, Joe, and thanks for the phone call. And yeah, not trying to really target anybody, but it's just something I saw last night as that game was underway. A lot of crowd shots, a lot of, man, you'd expect more for the number two team in the country. And man, this is nothing like Saturday. And just a lot of comments like that, which is totally fine within reason. But I just had the opinion that, you know, you're kind of asking a lot at some point, and it's okay if everybody, to keep repeating myself here, takes a little bit of a breather. I think that they'll rebound nicely, and you'll see, you know, a bit amped up attendance for the next home game and, you know, senior day and that kind of a deal, even though there's not much remaining now at this point. That's the one thing, is that there aren't very many home games that are still out there for people to attend. So on the one hand, you can make a case for, well, hey, guys, where are you? You only have couple more times you can be out here, mm-hmm. And I get that, and that's fair, but man, I think everybody was so emotionally invested in Saturday that once that was over with, and you know, maybe if they win, maybe then last night's packed out and it just keeps up the momentum. But I just think that once Saturday was over with and all the events were over with, everybody's just kind of like, whew, okay, all right, well, need to build my energy back up a little bit for this next go around. Tuesday night game was a bit of a quick turnaround. Plus, you know, it's a fan base as well. We need to acknowledge attendance always much better on weekends, because it's not only not a big fan base, but a large portion of that fan base with money that can travel a lot and go to a lot of these things are from out of Waco. They're coming in from Dallas or Houston or San Antonio or wherever, and that's another thing you got to acknowledge as well. So maybe not a trip that people were here on Saturday that came in from Plano or Rockwall or wherever.
Plus, they had sing practices last night too, right?
Well, and I was going to mention that as well. But the Rockwall, you know, wherever you're coming from, maybe you don't do that on Tuesday night. But for the students, and I saw them pointed out particularly as well versus the showing out on Saturday. Yeah, there were sing practices going on. We've talked about that event before and how that just seems, you know, I don't get it. I'm not a Baylor person though, so sing's not in my DNA. Q's not either. Steven's not either. We didn't attend sing practices or ever think it was that big of a deal. But for the students, it clearly is, because every single year they cause attendance issues with other events, because that's one event that doesn't seem to have any attendance issues any time of year. Not any time of year, but any year it doesn't seem to have many. So that's always going to come into play as well.
Yeah, I think more than the sing thing, I just feel like it's tough to get students to go to midweek stuff no matter what it is.
Sure.
And like a small private school, I mean, I know – for us, sports is on the forefront of our mind and everything. For a lot of kids, you got different stuff going on, whether it's class or just any sort of extracurricular activity. You want to hang out with your friends. Not everybody's like locked in and going to basketball games. And if you have any sort of apathy, then it's just more pronounced at a smaller school. So I just feel like, I know sing's a factor, but I think it's just every which way that students are pulled. Like midweek games are tougher to get kids there than a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that go into it. So that's not so much of a topic. That was just an observation from last night. But the good news is that whether there was zero people there or there's a couple thousand or whatever that was there last night, or if it was jammed out like Saturday, they got the win, and that was what was most important. Because can you imagine, Q, if they had turned around last night,
right,
against a lowly K-State team like that? They're not very good. I mean, we can acknowledge that, and everybody could see that pretty clearly. But if you had turned around and laid an egg because you were suffering hangover effects, mm-hmm. That would have been devastating. So just nice, and also nice as well to I saw our friend Amy Padgett comment, nice to not be like stressed out watching a game that's, you know, going down to the wire, the lead's getting, they just made it easy and had no issues whatsoever.
No, they were looked like a team that wanted to get back onto the court. They knew they suffered a loss that they really could have won on Saturday, and they didn't. They came up a little bit short, and it felt like they just wanted to get back on the court and show who they were, and they did. They went out there and executed at a much higher rate, and they didn't allow a loss to beat them twice, and that's the most important thing, because that hangover you're talking about can absolutely do that, and we've seen many teams take one L, and then all of a sudden a second L, and it snowballs into four L's, and that's most, you know, I mean, just all of a sudden that slope is going smooth downhill, and you're wondering, how in the world did I get here?
Yep, so pretty clearly a mentally strong team to take that first loss in a while, get back on the court, do their thing, make it easy, and get back into their winning ways. So we'll be talking about that throughout the show this afternoon. If you want to chime in at 254-662-1660, we'll have a few guests joining us today as well. Jeff Howe, Horns 24-7, will be with us at 1:30. Prior to that, we'll have NFL news and notes. We'll cover 3 at 1. We will have some audio, as I mentioned, from the Baylor assistants talking yesterday. All 10 talking, and Joey McGuire, who announced that he would be coming back and being a part of this new staff with Dave Aranda. Probably going to hear from him coming up at 2 o'clock. And we're going to be off the air a little bit early. So to close out the show, we will make the segue into Baylor baseball by having Derek Smith and Hoot Jonigan on with us at around 2:30, as Baylor baseball will be in action starting at 3 o'clock today. So a little early for them. They'll wipe out, you make the call, and we'll have pregame at 2:45. So we'll get the Baylor baseball preview before the pregame coming up today at 2:30. We got the combine going on as well. Anything just jump out to you this morning from that?
Just a lot of talk about Tua and what he's got going on, and his hip is looking pretty good medically. He's been pretty much cleared as far as it's on the right track, and apparently he's going to throw at the combine, which is kind of news to me, but we'll see what happens.
All right, so we'll be talking some combine as well. We got a lot to get to. You want to be a part of the show, 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Scott Drew and the Bears all season long here on ESPN Central Texas.
The second-ranked Bears back in action Saturday in Fort Worth against TCU. 12:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 1 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Horned Frogs.
Baylor Big 12 basketball with Pat and John. The Bears play here. ESPN Central Texas.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor, or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
It seems that everywhere you turn, you're hearing something about CBD. It's everywhere, especially online. So it'd be easy just to point and click and order some. But that's not the best thing for you to do. You need to walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to their trained professionals. Tell them what your issue is, whether it's pain, lack of sleep, ADHD, anxiety, and they can get you on a plan to help with that issue. Plus, you'll know what you're getting for sure. No online guessing games. The best CBD products tailored to your need. Do what's best for you and talk to an expert today.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
A judge swears an oath to honor God and uphold our Constitution. And Republican Thomas West is prepared to take that oath. A constitutional conservative, Thomas West is board certified in criminal law and has over 120 jury trials under his belt. no other candidate even comes close. He's a deacon at First Woodway Baptist and conservative to the core. To learn more, visit thomaswestforjudge.com. This ad was paid for by the Thomas West Campaign in compliance with the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
It's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Visit us online at turnerchevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet. Stop by and see all the new 2020 Silverado 1500s today.
Since studies show more and more people use their mobile devices to conduct banking business, Community Bank and Trust is keeping pace with the latest technology. Both commercial and personal customers can make mobile deposits. With our responsive mobile app, you can complete any banking task right from your phone. With Community Bank and Trust, enjoy state-of-the-art banking. Anywhere, anytime, on any device. Member FDIC.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Craig Smoke, your boy Q, and Steven Simcox. And started off by talking about the Baylor men getting back to their winning ways last night with a W over K-State. But they were not the only team in action, and they were not the only event of note. As you may have heard Joe mention there in passing, I didn't want to dwell on it too much because, well, knew we needed to take a commercial break pretty soon. And plus, we've got all this other time to talk about things. And so carrying it over a little bit, he made mention of Kim Mulkey's first pitch. She threw it out last night at the softball game. And we know her sports background. We know all the talent in that family with both her son and daughter having major success in athletics and playing at the college level. And, of course, Kramer now in the Cardinals organization. And I see a little clip of him from time to time from the minor leagues, but he seems to be doing well for himself. So
he was there last night.
Or was he really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so everybody was.
He's doing pretty well for himself in the Cardinals organization. And Kim, of course, was quite the athlete herself. Arguably should be, you know, just on the Hall of Fame based on her player credentials, but certainly you add in her coaching credentials. So anyways, saying all that to say that she's got quite the athletic background. And so not surprising that she's thrown some pretty good first pitches, but how was last night as far as the Kim Mulkey first pitches that we've seen?
Oh, she did great. She did great like she always does. It doesn't matter if she's throwing it out the Ranger game, if she's at a Cardinals game, or if she's at Baylor. I mean, she's going to throw it out there. She threw it overhand, of course, and just kind of fired it in there. And all the softball players, they love just having her out there. They were taking pictures with her before, and you know, she was playing catch with them. She had her glove out there and everything. Like, she was official. You know, she was ready to go. And I mentioned, you know, Kramer being out there. It was cool to see him out there. And Mackenzie and Clay and the baby, of course. And she just loves that little grandbaby to death, man. So she's, you know, all over the grandbaby. And so it was really cool to see them. And of course, La Tech is, you know, her alma mater. And so she was out there for that as well. And she stuck around and watched the game until about the sixth inning. And then I think she realized that, okay, La Tech's going to lose this one, so I'm going to go ahead and roll up out. Starting to get a little chilly out here. I'm going to roll out. But I will say, a little angry that I was there, and I talked her up before she threw the first pitch, and she still never walked into the press box and said, "What up, Q?" "What up, though?" Never said that.
Wow.
She slighted me.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I talked her up. You know, I gave her a good little, you know, "Come on, coach. Got to see a good throw here. Let's go. Come on, Coach Mulkey. You know, hype it up." I was on a roll, and I didn't get a what up, though.
Didn't even get a what up.
Kyle gave me the what up. He saw me through the window. He gave me the what up, though, and then he came by and shook my hand. But I didn't get coach. Yeah. Coach didn't come by and say nothing.
And she big timed you.
She big timed me. It's okay. I'll see her at the Farrell Center. So give me a high five. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Well,
we'll be on good terms again.
Well, softball did pick up the win last night. They're now in the top 25. They're at 23 in the What's that poll called? The softball poll? It's like the...
There's multiple, but I saw they were like D1 softball poll.
Yeah,
there's... They were
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. It's not like just the AP in the top 25 or AP in the coaches. It's various organizations and whatnot. But yeah, they're in the top 25 now, so that's a cool deal for them. So you had another team this calendar or overall athletics
school year.
That has had some success of some sort already. And so La Tech, the latest... get knocked off by the Lady Bears, and that's 12 straight for them.
Is it 12? I was trying to count in my head. I was struggling right there. You know, that was just a big number. I was thinking it was 13, but okay, 12.
There are two digits. Yeah, it's getting up there.
Aaliyah hit another home run last night. Remember I told you about Aaliyah, that she was going to be a player.
She took off the shoes to count on his toes there.
I almost went there. Thank you, Simi. But, yeah, she hit a home run. She also came in relief for Gia Redoni as a pitcher and basically shut down the rest of the show. So she did a heck of a job.
How's Gia Redoni looked since she's been back?
Really good, really good. Last night, she wasn't as sharp as she normally is. I mean, she's usually 8, 9, 10 strikeouts, and it's no big deal. But last night, she was struggling just a little bit, but she still was in control. When I say struggling for her, I mean, her ERA is less than 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you give it one run, you're like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? You know,
yeah.
So, you know, a little bit through, I think she had like 4 walks or something before she left the game, and then Aaliyah came in and just closed the door.
Well, it wasn't easy. I mean, 2-1. That's
right.
It's not like they just ran away with it or were able to be real lax with it. I mean, that's one that comes down to the you know, every single pitch mattering, and they're able to come out of it with a win. So that's nice for Baylor softball and Coach Glenn Moore to have 12 straight wins. But now it's going to ramp up a bit. They are not going to be in town for a little while. They'll be back. Actually, no, they will.
In like a month, brother. Well, no, they got one next week.
Yeah.
And then they don't have another home game until like March 20th.
Yeah, they'll be back next Tuesday, looking at the schedule here against UT Arlington. That'll be a part of Strikeout Breast Cancer and also be a Big 12 Now broadcast. But prior to that, here over the next few days, like I said, it's going to ramp up. They're going to be in the Woo Pig Classic in Arkansas. And so they will start off this Thursday. So tomorrow, by playing number 22 Arkansas, so top 25 matchup, number 23 versus number 22. Then on Friday they will play number 9 Florida State, and then also on Friday it'll be unranked Villanova. Saturday they'll play Florida State again, and then they'll play Kent State on Saturday as the second half of their doubleheader, and that'll be early too. That'll be a 10 a.m. start on Saturday for them. And that second game of the doubleheader will already be getting underway by 12:15. So they're going to have that very – that's tournament play, though, for you. Mm-hmm. So have those early games. But, yeah, a couple matchups with the top 10 team in the country and FSU and a top 25 matchup with Arkansas. So win streak going into it, Q, should be a good little test for them starting tomorrow and seeing what they can do against some fellow-ranked teams.
Absolutely, but they have a really good team. I mean, they really, really do. If you have good pitching and you have clutch hitting, I mean, you're going to win a lot of softball games. And look, they're also really good in the field. Their outfielders have been making some really good plays all season long, all the games that I've seen. And they're just doing a really good job. And you think back to last year, all the injuries that they were dealing with and how it was just one of those seasons to forget and how much different it is this year. So it's really like night and day, man. It's a lot of fun to go watch those Lady Bears play.
Yeah, it is. So there's a bit of a recap from yesterday. Baylor softball going on, Baylor basketball getting back to it as well. So it's pretty active over there on the campus once again, that area with Getterman and Baylor Ballpark and the Farrell Center all grouped up, and quite a scene on Saturday. A little bit less so yesterday, but still some action going on. So busy times continue on. And there's kind of what's going on right now for Baylor Athletics. It is 12:31. We got some stuff from the combine that we're going to be talking about. It's fun to see that start to ramp up a little bit because, what, by tomorrow, I mean, we'll be knee-deep in all sorts of combine talk and 40 talk and things like that. But it's the day before the day where it really ramps up. Still a lot going on out there in Indy, so we'll be talking about that as well. If you want to be a part of the show, 254-662-1660. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The second-ranked Lady Bears back in action Saturday in the Farrell Center hosting Kansas State. 5:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 6 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
This season, join Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels or look them up on Facebook.
Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV. Just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from. Online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com at UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760 and be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Baylor football fans, 2020 season ticket renewals are now live. Special discounted pricing is available when you renew before March 5th. So hurry to secure your seats for all the action at McLean Stadium. And don't forget to grab your tickets to the September 5th season opener in Houston versus Ole Miss, currently available to season ticket holders only. Join head coach Dave Aranda and see what's next for Baylor football in 2020. For more information, visit BaylorBears.com/What's Next?
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Special discounted pricing for 2020 Baylor football season ticket renewals are available through March 5th. Learn more at BaylorBears.com/What's Next. Baylor men bounced back nicely, getting a win over K-State on Tuesday night. Matthew Meyer had a great night, scoring 19 points in 20 minutes, and Coach Drew also noted his progress on defense.
Matt's definitely trending in the right direction, and he's been consistent. But defensively, I mean, he's really starting to buy in. And, I mean, some of his charges, he's taking them in practice. He's getting down in the stance better and quite pleased with his progress.
Baylor baseball hits the field this afternoon. The Bears host UT Rio Grande Valley. Pregame show at 2:45. First pitch at 3 o'clock. You can hear it on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA tonight, the Rockets host the Grizzlies, tip at 7. And the Spurs host the Mavericks. Tip off for that game at 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to Unnecessary Roughness. A turbo boost solid state hard drive can speed up your computer. Drop by Prompt Technology in Waco today to learn more. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. We've been riffing a little bit just on the action from yesterday so far on the show. Baylor basketball last night, Baylor softball as well, as you heard there in the Sports Center. Got Baylor baseball later tonight. Boy, it really gets busy in the springtime. Jeez Louise.
It always just stays busy, man. I promise you, I feel like there's a time of year, and I'm thinking, okay, it's really going to get busy. And look, it does. I mean, the football season is just incredible. But it just seems like when you think it's about to slow down, it doesn't slow down. And I'm okay with that. I love it. I love every minute of it being busy. But, man, it just seems like when you think you're about to have that lull, and I look at the calendar on my desk, and I'm like, oh, okay, there's some days that they're empty. Then all of a sudden they get filled up really, really quickly. And there's some things that we have working right now, you know, for ESPN Central Texas that we may have going on later on this week. That's just like games that you didn't expect were going to be on and popping are going to be, well, on and popping.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. Not complaining. It's just it's like you turn around and there's like, okay, you think there's going to be a bit of a break. And it's like, oh, no, there's this next event. And just like every day there seemingly is something with all of the various sports teams that you have in action during the springtime. So there's some comments that Paul Catalina sent over from last night, Bruce Weber, that I want to make sure that we get to before the show's over with today as well, because they're not going to have a show today.
Right.
You make the call.
Nope.
They are wiped out due to Baylor baseball. So Paul, very kind in sending over some audio from Bruce Weber, just another person's opinion on what they've seen from Baylor basketball. But what a special run it's been, truly. And been very cool this year as well to just see all of the coaches who have – seemingly been happy for Scott Drew or been very complimentary of this particular version of the Bears. And that obviously included Bill Self on Saturday saying that was the best team that they had played up until this point. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. NFL Combine is rolling on along. And even though it's going to really start spiking up tomorrow, Q, are you feeling that anticipation level? Have you got your version of Bill Jones's Big Green Notebook all ready to go to write down your notes on the Raiders potential prospects and all that good stuff?
You know, I really don't write down. I don't do like Bill Jones where he has a big green notebook. I feel like that's just way too much work for me. But what I do is I get all these different NFL draft guides, and I'll have them. I'll buy a bunch of them. I'll have them at the house, and they'll be all on the table in front of the TV. And so then when these guys are out there doing the combine, I'll start looking them up and say, okay, what are the pros on this guy and what are the cons on this guy? And then I'll kind of look and see what I see while they're doing their drills or whatever, especially if one stands out to me. You know, it's one of those, is this really who this guy is, or is this just because he's a heck of an athlete and he's a really good performer? So, you know, I already kind of have my wish list, and obviously a guy that follows the team as much as I do, I know exactly what they need top to bottom. And so there's certain areas and certain teams, or not teams, but positions I'm really looking at. And so that's just kind of how it goes.
Yeah, so far up until this point, it's been a lot of measurements and interviews and things of that nature. Tomorrow, we will see the tight ends, quarterbacks, and wide receivers on the field. And so that'll be our first glimpse of some of these top names. Now, who all's made it known they're not going to be doing anything outside of Chase Young?
Chase Young's not going to do anything. Joe Burrow's not going to do anything.
Which is probably smart.
I mean, those guys, they already know that they're not going to be in the green room but a second.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be gone
so quickly.
Those
two in particular.
Yeah. I mean, they'll go 1-2, so there's no reason for any of those guys. Really, outside the top five, top six, I really don't see any reason for those guys at all to do anything. I mean, you already have all your film. You know, go do the interviews, do the medicals. Those are the most important thing, and you'll be good. But guys like a Denzel Mims, you know, the combine's important. There's certain boxes that he could check while he's there. Checked a lot of boxes at the Senior Bowl. I mean, everyone's been talking about him since the Senior Bowl. Pro Football Focus actually had him going in the end of round one to the Green Bay Packers. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but it's just so funny how much of a range. And it's also a product of the wide receiving class is so deep this year. There's been people saying Denzel's going to go in round three. Then there's Pro Football Focus that says he's going to go in round one, and I've seen him mocked in round two. So, I mean, pick your poison. Which one do you want? But obviously he'd like to go in round one, but, I mean, you just don't know.
I have a hard time. I see some things that I see people say so far, and I'm loving all the love that Denzel's getting, but I've seen some scouts go, like, explosive after the catch, and I'm thinking – he hardly was after the catch, really, if you think about it.
Right.
So much of his stuff was contested that he was brought down immediately or was already in the end zone. We never really saw him break off big runs after the catch.
Yards after the catch, yeah.
So I don't know. That's kind of confusing, but maybe they're focusing in on a couple of plays in particular rather than the body
right,
of work.
Right, but most people haven't seen them all season long.
Yeah, right.
You know, like we do.
Right, but, you know, just I'm assuming this person hasn't watched all of the film because that's not a takeaway that I would have on Denzel coming out of watching what we've watched.
No, me either. And even going back to the Senior Bowl, you know, there's a lot of glowing reviews about him in the Senior Bowl, and I didn't get to see practice. We were obviously here on the air, and we weren't there in Mobile, but his practices apparently were really good. He didn't do a lot in the game.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't do a lot in the game, but, you know, the practice is obviously what matters the most, but it's just kind of one of those things. You know, I think I asked Matt Verderam the other day, you know, what are the knocks on him, you know, disappearing at times? And I know that has to do with quarterback play, that has to do with play calls, but some of that has to do with him as well.
Sure.
Sometimes that alpha dog wide receiver's got to turn around and be that alpha dog wide receiver and pull Dez Bryant and say, give me the damn ball.
Well, and we've discussed that at length with him, and he finally got to a point where he was doing that. Now, will he feel comfortable enough to have that same sort of alpha dog mentality in the pros? I mean, Denzel is kind of a laid-back, kind of quieter guy, and so will he be able to go into an NFL locker room as a rookie, a second-round pick, a third-round pick, shoot if he really impresses? I mean, I'm not going to get caught up in that he's going to be a late first-rounder. I know there's some speculation that you just mentioned on that, but I assume a second or third
is fair.
He's going to be able to walk in an NFL locker room and have that sort of attitude about him, or is he going to kind of go back maybe into more of his shell, you know? So if he goes to Carolina, that doesn't worry me at all. They know how to deal with him, but will other teams? And, like, that's just the personality traits. That's what these teams are figuring out right now, who they match up with, who's not only going to be a great player for them, but who's going to function well within the organization? Who's going to get along? Who's going to blend in well with teammates? And I don't think he'll have any trouble with any of that. But I am very curious to see, because one thing you got to be careful of is this combine hype or this pre-draft hype. And guys start to get a lot of love out of, you know, seemingly nowhere, or just because of one or two things that they've done. And sometimes that's what it is. It's just hype. I don't think that's the case with Denzel. But when I start to hear, like, maybe he could sneak into, like, the late first, or I'm going, I don't know, and I like him a lot, but I don't know about all that, especially in a very deep wide receiver class, as you've mentioned a few times. There's a lot of guys that are... A
lot of dudes, man.
That are dudes.
Yeah, a lot of dudes. Matter of fact, and I know we got to take a break in a second, but I have a little audio clip. It's about 45 seconds, and it's Mike Mayock, who obviously is no longer with NFL Network. He's the Raiders GM, but he was talking yesterday about the wide receivers and the difference in why they struggle. If you look back at the round one wide receivers, there's not a whole lot of great production with round one wide receivers.
No.
He talks about, and I think this just is in general for wide receivers, not specific for the Raiders, but why that transition is so difficult to be a college wide receiver and go to a pro wide receiver and be an impact guy in year one. So I just sent that to Simi. It's like 40 seconds long. We got to hear it. I think it's very, very important. It's something that I think we forget about quite a bit.
Well, we can come back with that and get a little bit of listen to that, and that's how we'll bring this first hour to a close. We've got a couple birthdays of note as well, but that's what we'll do to kind of wind down this 12 o'clock hour, some of that audio. And, tomorrow, very important day for Denzel Mims. He'll be out there with the rest of the wideouts, tight ends, quarterbacks, nobody else in those groupings that we're so much paying attention to. We'll pay attention, obviously, to Devin Duvernay, Colin Johnson, CeeDee Lamb. Is CeeDee Lamb going to do much of anything?
I wouldn't if I'm him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why? I mean, this dude, in my opinion, will be top 10. I don't think he gets past number 8 at Arizona, but
yeah.
I mean, he did a lot of the conversations, the interviews, the podium work already. Go do the medicals and go do the interviews and call it a day.
Good Lord, man. If he gets back with Kyler,
it's going to be insane.
That'd be pretty nasty. That'd be pretty nasty.
Arizona's got a decision to make, though. Do you go with the big time wide receiver and CeeDee Lamb there, or do you go with the offensive lineman because you need someone to protect Kyler Murray?
Yeah, they really, really got to help him out on the protection front. But just the idea of him reuniting with CeeDee Lamb, knowing now that Kyler is going to work on this level, and knowing that Lamb will work out just fine as well. I don't have any concerns, doubts about that whatsoever. But, yeah, that'd be pretty nasty if they could somehow reconnect. But we'll take a break. We'll come back with that audio. This is ESPN Central Texas.
At Allen Samuels, we say that if George Washington were alive today, he'd haul away that cherry tree he chopped down in a new Ram. More towing, incredible style, and back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And Honest Dave, why he wouldn't wait 4 score and 7 years for a new Jeep Gladiator. It's 100% truck and 100% SUV. Get big savings during the Allen Samuels President's Day event. No executive orders needed because Allen Samuels is your friend in the car business.
This may be a tough choice. Will it be Jeep or Journey? Allen Samuels has them for only $16,990 during the big President's Day event. The all-new 2019 Jeep Renegade Latitude, America's hottest subcompact SUV, just $16,990. Or pick a new 2019 Dodge Journey midsize crossover with third-row seating, also just $16,990. Hey, flip a coin. Come by and save now at Waco's most trusted dealer, Allen Samuels.
Ask for details.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million. That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn, you're hearing something about CBD. It's everywhere, especially online. So it'd be easy just to point and click and order some. But that's not the best thing for you to do. You need to walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to their trained professionals. Tell them what your issue is, whether it's pain, lack of sleep, ADHD, anxiety, and they can get you on a plan to help with that issue. Plus, you'll know what you're getting for sure. No online guessing games. The best CBD products tailored to your need. Do what's best for you and talk to an expert today.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Special discounted pricing for 2020 Baylor football season ticket renewals are available through March 5th. Learn more at BaylorBears.com/what's next. Baylor men bounced back nicely, getting a win over K-State on Tuesday night. Matthew Meyer had a great night, scoring 19 points in 20 minutes, and Coach Drew also noted his progress on defense.
Matt's definitely trending in the right direction, and he's been consistent, but defensively, I mean, he's really starting to buy in, and I mean, some of his charges, he's taking them in practice, he's getting down in the stance better, and quite pleased with his progress.
Baylor baseball hits the field this afternoon. The Bears host UT Rio Grande Valley, pregame show at 2:45. First pitch at 3 o'clock. You can hear it on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA tonight, the Rockets host the Grizzlies, tip at 7, and the Spurs host the Mavericks, tip off for that game from 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas, and love those horns can mean only one thing. Good old Johnny Cash. He was born on this day in 1932 in Kingsland, Arkansas. Sold more than 90 million records and had a pretty good movie about himself. Not every, you know, movie that's adapted after a true person, is a true story, what have you, is necessarily going to always be all that good. But we had a nice little time frame there years ago where you had Ray and Jamie Foxx just killing that role. And then, of course, Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash. And pretty good renditions of those guys. I've not seen the new Queen movie. Have you seen that yet?
No.
No. And no. So I have heard good reviews about the portrayal of Freddie Mercury, and I do love the guy who played him. But, yeah, sometimes those can be kind of hit or miss. J-Lo was great as Selena.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Jamie Foxx was really good as Ray.
He was
and
amazing.
Joaquin Phoenix was fantastic as Johnny Cash as well.
Absolutely.
But just Johnny Cash straight up. Legend. But, yeah, born on this day in 1932. Of course, passed away back in 2003. In Nashville, Tennessee. But as we went to break, we were talking about a clip that you wanted to play. So kind of reset this up for what folks are about to listen to.
Well, we were talking about wide receivers, and there's so many wide receivers that have a high grade in this upcoming draft. Rounds 1 through 3 is about 27 of them, and obviously they're not all going to get drafted there. But Mike Mayock, who's now the GM of the Raiders and used to be the NFL Network dude before Daniel Jeremiah, he was the guy that did all the press conferences, all the teleconferences. He was talking about wide receivers in general because that's a huge need for the Raiders. So everyone thinks that they're going to go get a first-round wide receiver, either a Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, CeeDee Lamb, whatever, just because. Well, he was cautioning about wide receivers that come from college and they transition into the pros and why a lot of times it doesn't work out. And I thought it was very, very fascinating.
So I never want to indict college football, okay? And that's what they do. And so these kids, you don't know whether they're looking over, one coach signals them every play. Some teams do that. Some teams do it other plays. But for the most part, they're not used to getting in the huddle and have Derek Carr give them 12 seconds of verbiage and then have to go to the line of scrimmage. You're processing all the verbiage. Now you look up, you get your pre-snap read, and now post-snap, all of a sudden it changes. The safety rocks, and instead of being number 3 on the backside, you're number 1 on the front side, like I said over there, right? Bottom line is, you got to process a lot of stuff you never had to do in your life. So whatever program you came out of, you still have to learn it. I think the trick, the challenge, is to figure out which of these kids will be able to process more quickly. What's their mental acuity? Can we put them up on a board and watch them put something together, sit them down half an hour later, come back and check on the verbiage? Do you remember the Raider verbiage? Do you remember your verbiage? So it's really kind of identifying which kids we think in 7 rounds of the draft will be able to step in. And I'm most nervous about, if you're going to draft a wideout anywhere, can we get first-year production out of that guy? Because if you look at the numbers, it's not real good.
So there you go. There's Mike Mayock talking
about
wide receivers.
I just love how he broke that down. I thought that was great. I really did. I thought that was great how he broke that down. And, you know, we think about the athleticism. I think of a CeeDee Lamb and think, man, that dude, as soon as he gets his hands on the ball, it's a wrap. But you got to be able to run the route. You got to be able to know where you're supposed to be. You got to know how all of a sudden defenses change. And the way that Mayock broke that down, it's almost like you could picture it in your head and say, yeah, damn, that makes sense.
Yeah, you hear guys talk a lot about, you know, getting in front of the board. Mm-hmm. And Dave Aranda has been somebody cited as loving to be on the board and writing up plays and doing that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it is important for players to be able to do that on their own. And that's what I see when Gruden wasn't under contract and he was just doing his ESPN thing where he'd have guys up on the whiteboard and doing their things during the quarterback show. But yeah, that's interesting. And certainly we know that plagued some former Baylor receivers.
Exactly what I was thinking of. And,
it won't plague Denzel though.
No, it won't. It won't. But that's exactly what made me think of all the dynamic wide receivers that we've seen come out of that Baylor program before Matt Rhule was there and how they really didn't pan out in the NFL.
Yeah, I think part of that was maybe attitude in some cases. Part of it was health. But I think a large part of it, too, was just they had a lot to learn, man, in a very short amount of time. And, you know, it's one thing you get drafted first round, what have you, or fourth, fifth round, what the case may be. But when you get in there, you got to still be able to do your job.
Right.
And if you're, like, learning all of a sudden how to break down plays or to run certain routes or what have you, then you're way behind the eight ball. So.
And in the NFL, they're not letting you not run a route because it's not supposed to come your way this
time. Yeah,
no.
You know what I mean? You're not jogging in place.
Yeah, you're not jogging in place just because.
Right. Yeah, that is a big difference from what those guys back then had to do and that transition they made. But Denzel, much better suited with the past 3 years of Rhule. So very excited about that for him. That's not going to play too much into any sort of diagnosis of him as a draftable player. But let's get on into hour number 2 here, the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to have NFL news and notes with Q's Cover 3 to kick things off. This is ESPN Central Texas.
Baylor softball off to Fayetteville, Arkansas for the Woo Pig Classic this weekend.
Games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Fayetteville against Arkansas, Florida State, Villanova, and Kent State for Baylor softball in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Tune in to Dan Ingham for every game of Baylor softball on 101.3 FM.
A judge swears an oath to honor God and uphold our Constitution. And Republican Thomas West is prepared to take that oath. A constitutional conservative, Thomas West is board certified in criminal law and has over 120 jury trials under his belt. No other candidate even comes close. He's a deacon at First Woodway Baptist and conservative to the core. To learn more, visit thomaswestforjudge.com. This ad was paid for by the Thomas West Campaign in compliance with the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
Genco Federal Credit Union is your first step toward an affordable home loan. Whether you're purchasing a new home or just refinancing your current loan, applying online is really easy. Go to GencoFCU.org. Shopping for a new home? Love it, buy it, and enjoy it. Already own your home? Update it and enjoy it even more. Let Genco Federal Credit Union be your home mortgage lender. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
My money, my future, my credit union, Genco.
Hey guys, what month is it?
Truck month!
What's your favorite month?
Truck month!
What's your favorite month?
Truck month!
Truck month!
Truck month is that! Truck month is
that! That's Sikora Family Ford. Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Truck Month going on now at Sikora Family Ford, where
our family makes the difference.
Hey, football fans, now is your time to order your reserve parking and tailgate spaces for the 2020 college football season. Brazos Parking, locally owned, is located at 1400 Martin Luther King Boulevard across from McLean Stadium and is home for the best tailgating in Waco. Go to BrazosParking.com. That's B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com to learn about all the great amenities, including friendly customer service, site map, and easy reservation. Again, Brazos Parking, B-R-A-Z-O-S Parking.com, and reserve your game day destination today.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red beet potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil season. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red beet potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
When it comes to production print providers, did you know UBO Business Services is the only dealership in North America that is allowed to offer the top three industry leaders, Xerox, ConocoPhillips, and Ricoh? The compelling reason for this is the industry reputation UBO Business Services has obtained, that being the premier service provider of office technology in all of North America. Make a winning decision today and call Sean Hunt at UBO Business Services, 254-772-1600 or www.ubo.com.
Savings on pre-owned cars, see dealer for details.
An extra day means extra savings at Richard Carr Motors. Lead into more savings at Richard Carr, like a 2019 GMC Acadia SLT for only $28.9, or a 2019 Buick Enclave Essence for only $29.9. More days, more selection, more savings. Leap into savings this month at Richard Carr Buick GMC Cadillac or at richardcarr.com.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas.
3, 2, and showtime.
Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills at Lake Air in Waco. The 1 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Chapman's Bail Bonds.
Let's get it.
This is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome into the 1 o'clock hour of UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Craig Smoke, your boy Q, and Stephen Simcox is producing. There's Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy getting interviewed at the Combine. As he gets set to have his first draft as head coach of the Cowboys, which should be a lot of fun to track here over the next few weeks, and then eventually see who those guys that he selects actually are, and then get to talk about them.
See how much actual say he has in who's going to be drafted.
Yes, that as well. That as well. That's something that we will figure out in short order. But right now, let's get into some NFL news and notes with Q's Cover 3.
First and 10 from the Miami 47-yard line. Jackson over the middle. Caught by Hollywood Brown. See you later, Hollywood, to the house. Third down and 3. Jackson has day. Looking deep for Hollywood Brown again. He's got it. Brown off to the races. And he stays on his feet. Touchdown. 83 yards.
It's time for Cover 3 with your boy Q. Brought to you by Centex Irrigation. Call B. Carpenter of Keller Williams Realty and Bella Therapies.
Funny, we've been talking about wide receivers and rookie wide receivers and guys who are going to be rookie wide receivers in the league, and that was right there, Hollywood Brown. He was a rookie in 2019. He was 25th overall pick by the Ravens in 2019. He was actually the first wide receiver taken off the board. So think about this year and think about last year as far as the wide receivers go. It's really, really a whole different ballgame. There was only two wide receivers taken in round one in 2019, him and N'Keal Harry from New England. Matter of fact, Harry went dead last. He went 32 in round one, and like I said, Hollywood Brown went number 25 overall, but that was his first two touchdowns of his career right there that you just heard, and he's a guy who went into the league and went into the year in 2019 banged up. He had that foot injury. He was coming back from that lendfranc, and it was something that I was kind of cautioning him because, I mean, he's a wide receiver, and what he is fast. I mean, he's a super speedster, so he's going to have to have his feet, man. He's going to have to be healthy all the time, so I was a little concerned about that. He ended up playing in 14 games. He started 11 of them. He led the Ravens in receiving, which sounds great. Led the Ravens in receiving. And we all know Lamar Jackson and company, they ran the rock a lot, but and they threw to the tight end a lot. But he was the leading receiver for the Baltimore Ravens in 2019. He had 46 catches, 585 yards, and 7 touchdowns. That led the team. Not even 600 yards receiving.
Yeah, that's surprising that you could even do that in the NFL these days.
Right.
Is how your number one wide receiver with numbers that low. But considering who we're talking about here, it's really not all that surprising as much as they ran the football. And, you know, Lamar had some great throws. He certainly showed that he can make some throws that people didn't necessarily think that he could make. I think he still shows at times that he's not completely comfortable back there and can make some poor decisions or maybe is – I mean, he's got his flaws just like anybody else, right? And so he's still turning into what he's ultimately going to be as a finished product. But there's still some work to do there, and – they're not always going to be able to rely on a run game that's
right
supporting that much of the offense.
You're going to have to throw the ball around the yard at some point.
At some point, yeah. But last year, no, they really didn't have to do that all that much, as evidenced by those stats you're throwing out there.
Absolutely. Well, Hollywood Brown, he absolutely played last season with a screw in his foot. He had that screw removed. So he underwent another surgery just to get that screw removed from his foot, and he should be healthy. He'll be limited during the offseason program, but is on track to be fine for training camp. So that's a good thing. That's positive, and that should help him moving forward. He was, like I said, kind of hampered a little bit by that screw that was in his foot. You could tell it wasn't always 100% healthy, and it kind of bothered him a little bit. But sounds like he's on the road and the track to be A-OK for the 2020 season. And hopefully from his standpoint and the Baltimore Ravens, he gets more production out of himself than he did in 2019. 584 yards, 7 touchdowns. The touchdowns are great, but only 46 catches, and that's the guy that you drafted in round one. You got to do better than that.
Yeah, you definitely have to do better than that. And Mark Andrews, another Sooner on that Ravens team, another big part of their receiving core. But, yeah, the two Sooners basically leading the way. And, I mean, you know, for NFL fans out there, they recognize a lot of these names. But Hayden Hurst,
yeah,
is your number three wide receiver, but he's a tight end.
And he may be on the trade block right now, too. They're talking about possibly trading him.
Willie Snead.
Right.
Nick Boyle. Another, like, three of their top five receivers were tight ends last year for the Baltimore Ravens. So if that tells you anything.
That lets you know that Lamar Jackson's not 100% comfortable throwing the ball to the wide receivers right now.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, Andrews had a really nice year. I mean, 852 and 10 TDs, and then Brown leading the wide receivers there with 584 and 7. So a couple Sooners doing really well for themselves. But, yeah, I mean, the rushing stats are ridiculous. 3,200 yards. Mm-hmm. He had 2 1,000-yard rushers in Jackson, who was your leading rusher.
Right.
And then Ingram also had over 1,000 as well. So ultimately they ended up with more receiving yards, so it'll look like they were super balanced. But they were not super balanced.
No, it was run. Yeah. And look, it showed in the playoffs.
Right, it did.
A team
yeah.
that you thought was going to make a run to the Super Bowl, I thought, hey, they had an opportunity to play in the big game that first week in February, and they didn't make it because, well, they couldn't generate enough offense.
Yeah, and that really was interesting to see how quickly that flamed out. Mm-hmm. The Ravens run, and they looked almost unstoppable at one point. You know, like, who's going to beat this team? And maybe the 49ers can do it, but not too many are going to be able to mess with them. And shoot, man, they didn't even, you know,
didn't even sniff it.
No. Nope. And so that was really a strange way for what was such an exciting jam-packed season to end. And obviously, a pretty big disappointment.
Absolutely. And sticking with the wide receiver theme, Matt Rhule, he spoke to a lot of people yesterday at the Combine. He was talking. He had the podium talk. He had a SiriusXM conversation. He also sat down and was able to talk with our good buddy Zach Gelb from CBS Sports and talked about Denzel Mims and James Lynch. I mean, talked about a whole lot of different things, about 10, 15 minutes they talked. But in particular, talked about Denzel Mims and James Lynch and what he thinks that they're going to do in the NFL.
Well, you know, you know, Denzel's just a wonderful, wonderful young man. Guy who decided to come back for his senior year, had a great senior year. I don't know if there's a guy in college football that's had more game-winning catches. You know, we weren't a dominant team that was blowing people out. He's not just some stats guy. This is a guy that had to make key plays down the stretch to win games, and he's done it time and time again. A tough, physical, great human being. And you know, James Lynch came out early, you know, consensus, unanimous All-American. And to me, I think he's going to have a really good combine. He's a really good athletic kid, can run, can jump, can be an inside guy, can be an outside guy. So two guys that will have long pro careers. And obviously I'm here for the Carolina Panthers, but a small part of me is also cheering for them as well because they were great to me, and I'm very appreciative of them.
So there was Matt Rhule right there talking about his former guys, Denzel Mims and James Lynch, and you know, had glowing reviews of them. And of course he's going to. I didn't think he was going to say anything bad or damaging about them, but you know, talked about James Lynch. He thinks he's going to have a long NFL career, and Denzel Mims, I think he brought up a really good point about him. He had big time catches, man, and the yards and catches that he had, most of them were needed. You know, came in crunch time. It wasn't the fact that, like, Alabama, where they were just blowing teams out, and you could just pick a receiver and throw it to him, and he was going to have a dominant day, like a Jerry Jeudy or a Henry Ruggs or one of those cats. When he made catches and touchdowns, they were needed.
Yeah, they were. There was a couple of games where they needed him and couldn't get it to him. Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game is something that still sticks out. But, yeah, no, he was somebody you could rely on, and that wasn't always the case with him in his career, but that really started to kind of change last year, that Oklahoma State game with the big game-winning catch.
Yeah.
And it just kind of took off from there. So, no, if people throw on his highlight tape, there's going to be things that they maybe don't like that much, but one thing they will not be able to deny is how clutch he was at times. And when they did need a play, he was more often than not the guy that they called upon to make that play. And more often than not, he made that play. So I think that definitely bodes well for Denzel. And, you know, James, I'm still very curious to see sort of where he fits in. I mean, I see him mentioned, but it's typically in passing. Mm-hmm. It's always like, oh, yeah, there's James Lynch, too. He's not really at the forefront of any of the conversation right now. And, you know, having gone out early, I'm just very curious how this works out for him. I mean, I have no doubts he's going to be drafted
right
in, like, the top half of the draft.
Yeah, no
but,
doubt.
He's certainly not getting any kind of that first-round, high second-round type of a love that you thought maybe if he got into the combine and things that he could bump up his stock. But still, there's things to do. I mean,
the combine could help him out a lot.
The combine's yet to be determined. So that is a place here in the next few days where he could really bump up his stock with the draft coming up.
Absolutely. Now I kind of want to turn my attention to some quarterbacks and the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have a lot of decisions to make as far as guys with money and who they're going to keep on the roster. Is A.J. Boye going to be around? Are they going to move on from Yannick Ngakoue? Are they bringing back Calais Campbell? They also have decisions to make at the quarterback position, and right now, currently, they don't have any idea. They don't know if they're going to go with Nick Foles or Gardner Minshew as a starting quarterback for 2020. Look, it's February. They don't need to know this decision right now, but they got a lot of money riding on Nick Foles. I mean, think about the deal that they gave him, and we all kind of looked at that deal when they signed him. We're like, whoa, that's a big-time deal. I mean, 4 years, $88 million is what they signed this dude to, and he gets injured in the very first game, and Gardner Minshew, a six-round draft pick, comes in and gives him a little bit of jolt. Now, is he a, you know, is he Tom Brady? I'm not going to say that, but he did, you know, do pretty well. And so when Nick Foles finally got healthy and played in games, his overall record in 2019, 0-4. He was 0-4, and Gardner Minshew was 6-6 as a starter, and you know, had 21 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions, and Nick Foles only threw for 184 yards a game. I mean, you know what I mean? There's just not a whole lot to say. Nick Foles did well, but there's a whole lot of money behind him. So right now, head coach Doug Marrone and the GM there in Jacksonville, they're trying to decide what exactly they should do, and they're kind of stuck in a dilemma because you look at the teams that are really successful, for the most part, 9 out of 10 of them, their quarterback is on a cheap deal. You know, they're on a cheap deal, and you can build that team around them. That may help them out financially as far as some of the other guys that they're trying to hold on to if they were to move on from Nick Foles. But then you got to find a trade partner. You got to be able to move some of that money around so you're not hit with dead cap money. So Jacksonville's in a bad place. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Doug Marrone's got to win this year. If he doesn't win this year, he's going to be out.
Yeah, he is
you want to talk about a hot seat,
ice,
brother.
Right,
his seat is about as hot as it gets. It's as hot as hell in, I don't know, April, whatever.
Yeah, no.
It's probably always hot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. I believe so.
It don't ever get comfortable there.
I don't think it ever gets to like 72 and people, you know.
This is the time to go visit. Just kidding.
Right. I think there's a winter season
right.
In hell. But I am glad, and kind of going from a Matt Rhule story to a Jacksonville story, I'll say this again. I'm very glad that we no longer have to deal with NFL rumors as far as the head coach goes.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Very, very nice. But, no, he's on a very hot seat. And I don't know what you do at quarterback. I mean, I think there's obviously some things to like about Minshew, as you pointed out. But, you know, how much of Foles in that 0-4 and, you know, whatnot. I mean, how much can you say is like, well, this is a product of this
right.
Versus this is how he really mm-hmm. is. And that's what they're obviously trying to figure out. There is a lot of money on Foles.
That was Minshew can make things happen with his legs. I mean, he's not super mobile, but he can get out of a sticky situation if he has to.
Yeah, he's more mobile than your average NFL quarterback, I would say. You know, he's obviously not going to be Lamar Jackson, but he's better than, you know, a Manning brother running around back there or most typical statuesque.
Or Nick Foles,
more statuesque NFL quarterback. So, yeah, I don't know. What would you do if you were in their position?
I really honestly think that you have to try to move Nick Foles. I think Nick Foles is really good in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? It's almost like who was the Giants head coach, and he was in Minnesota at first. Mary's offensive coordinator.
Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, Pat Shurmur. He was a really good offensive coordinator in Minnesota. I didn't think he was good head coach material.
Right.
You know, and then look what happened. He ends up getting fired, you know, a couple seasons later. Just doesn't seem like a good fit. Nick Foles feels like he's a really good fit in Philadelphia, where he's comfortable with his role, comfortable with what he has to do, and, you know, just goes out there and executes. But as far as being a starting quarterback of another team outside of Philly, I just don't see it.
Well, I mean, at least the good news is for the Jaguars, you feel like you may have two guys versus feeling like for many years you had no guy.
Yeah. Even though you gave extra money to Blake Bortles, too.
Yeah. They
made bad decisions in Jacksonville.
Well, you know, that's just the history of that franchise. And, mm-hmm. and there's some franchises, like the Cleveland Browns, for example, that just have a history of making really horrendous decisions. And Jacksonville's already seen, I mean, I think they maybe had the shortest window of anybody. And that window opened up sort of unexpectedly, but then they managed to like help close it by just spending really poorly, making bad personnel decisions, not getting the quarterback situation figured out. And, you know, now it's cost them time. It's cost them maybe this window. Certainly it feels like it's cost them this window.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to kind of reboot it, and they've made some moves to do that, but yeah, what they do at quarterback will be interesting.
You can't cut Nick Foles right now. $33.875 million in dead money if you were to cut him.
Yeah, clearly not.
So you hold on to him, I guess, and Minshew is your backup, and at least you feel confident in your backup. And next year, $12.5 million. Year after that, $6.2 million. So maybe 2 years from now, you're moving on from him, unless you can find a trade partner, some team desperate for a quarterback.
Yeah, maybe that's what you do, or Jeez. You get into training camp and somebody has an injury and they come calling because you've got a couple of guys.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, there's not really anything you can do right now to assuage any fears of having so much money on the books or I don't think you got a lot of options at this point because I'm sure there's a lot of other teams that may be interested in a quarterback, but they're not looking at Nick Foles for that price tag going, hey, that's really enticing. And if Jacksonville's not sure if he's the guy or if it's Gardner Minshew, then, you know, you may be in a dilemma to where Foles is the guy you're stuck with because of the money, even though Minshew might be the guy you feel like can actually help you win more games and get you, you know, going where you want to go. So, yeah, that's problematic. But, again, that's what all their past decisions have sort of led into and why their window closed so quickly.
Yeah, that was a terrible, terrible contract. My final little quick note for Cover 3, Baker Mayfield says he's going to get into better shape for 2020. He had bulked up. He lost some of his speed that he had, his quickness in 2019. He tried to get a little bit bigger so he could take the NFL game, the punishment of getting hit and all that. And he said he lost a little something. So he's going to get into better shape in 2020 and hopefully be back to that 2018 form. Just did not play in 2019. He had 22 touchdown passes and 21 picks. He got sacked 40 times, which was 15 more than the year before, in just three more games. And so, Baker Mayfield was definitely took a step backwards in year two. So he's going to try to get better in year three, and the first step is getting into better shape.
Well, he is acknowledging a lot of things this offseason, and he's got a lot to improve upon, obviously. So it seems like he's been taking a look in the mirror. Knows that there's a lot that he has to be accountable for, and there's some things that are out of his control, obviously. But the midget thing with Tony Grossi yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm glad that he's not dwelling on that too much. Did he really have any comment on that?
I haven't heard any yet.
Okay, good. Smart on his part to not get involved in that. But yeah, he's got to prove something this year for sure. It was a bad year last year for the Browns all around as an organization. They're kind of used to that, but not after the type of excitement that had been built up in the offseason. So I hope all these things that he's, you know, self-analyzing, all the self-analysis that he's going through. I mean, hopefully these are improvements that are on point and improvements that will turn him into more of the guy we saw a couple years ago because he made the NFL more fun. Mm-hmm. And last year he was just really kind of a forgettable guy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Q, appreciate that. That's NFL News and Notes with Cover 3. It's 1:17. We'll take a break. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Nobody has a better selection of light and heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks than Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. We'll see clearing skies today. It's going to be a very windy day and a cool day with highs only topping out around 50 degrees. Mostly clear skies tonight and very cold. Matter of fact, a hard freeze is expected as lows drop to around 26. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, just a little bit warmer with a high of 60. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first, plus check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat. And nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. Two-seater convertible classic roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million! That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
A judge swears an oath to honor God and uphold our Constitution. And Republican Thomas West is prepared to take that oath. A constitutional conservative, Thomas West is board certified in criminal law and has over 120 jury trials under his belt. No other candidate even comes close. He's a deacon at First Woodway Baptist and conservative to the core. To learn more, visit thomaswestforjudge.com. This ad was paid for by the Thomas West Campaign in compliance with the Judicial Campaign Fairness Act.
We're fighting hard at Pickup Outfitters in our battle to end truck nudity. But it's not just about putting an outfit on a naked truck. It's about making sure you have the very best customer service. So we offer the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. Over time, sometimes your outfit needs a little tune-up, maybe some tightening, adjusting, whatever. If you outfitted your truck at Pickup Outfitters, that tune-up is absolutely no charge for the remainder of the time you own that truck. We also offer free warranty assistance. If for any reason you need to use your warranty, you just bring it back to us and we take care of it. It just makes sense. I mean, operating without a promise like that would be like offering customer service in the nude. And if you've seen our staff, trust me, you don't want that. So do your part to end truck nudity by outfitting your truck, Jeep, SUV, or van at Pickup Outfitters. 220 Lake Air Drive in Waco, where we promise to serve you fully clothed. Check out our website, createacommotion.com.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
So coming up in the next segment, we'll be joined by Jeff Howe of Horns 24/7. Get his thoughts on all things UT basketball. Obviously, has not been a fun talking point really all season long.
Hey, man, they're hot now. They're getting hot in here. They're like Nelly.
Yeah, they've won a couple games in a row now. So they're
cooking with grease.
Getting this late season push. They're waiting for the late season push. But yeah, they got a nice win over West Virginia, who's suddenly just fallen off the map.
Man, they stink now, right?
Yeah, they do. They kind of do. They have really struggled over this last this month or so stretch where, you know, that was a game you're kind of fearing, and now not so much. But that is how I do believe Baylor will close out the season, is at Morgantown, if I'm remembering correctly. So, yeah, that's not a gimme, but certainly with that just not that far in the future, you're wondering what version of West Virginia will be hitting the court at that point in time.
Well, Huggy Bear said that there's not a very good team, especially on the road. Now, I know that game against Baylor will be at home, but he just said they're not a very good team right now, you know, especially on the road. They're struggling, and, you know, UT gave it to them and gave them the business, and, I mean, that's what, three in a row for UT, Big 12 games that they won. So, I mean, they're feeling pretty good about themselves.
Yeah, go ahead and save Shaka's job. Go for it. And he may
UT
have
guys are like, no!
Yeah, they're all mad because they're winning now rather than the alternative. But, yeah, I guess it's either way, it kind of stinks. So you're losing a bunch. That's not fun. Nobody enjoys that. But you're winning a bunch, and you're like, no, don't win because we want him to go because that's why we were losing so much. So, yeah, it's a bit of a predicament that you're finding yourself in, but probably kind of nice to just see some wins versus what you really saw most of the year and really what you've seen most of his tenure now at this point. So last night outside of Baylor's big blowout, I mean, not even a contest against Kansas State, Oklahoma, a 65-51 win over Texas Tech. Tech, number 22 team in the country, so not getting their week started off on a right note. And, you know, they're very unpredictable, that Texas Tech team. There are certain nights when you think, like, man, if they could just string it together, they could be not quite to what they were last year, because that was just a special, special run of the special group of guys, and I know there's some remnants from that, but, I mean, it's very clear that's not the same team. And at the same time, they're still very good, but they just, again, just can't really put it all together for any significant stretches, and so you start to get excited about them a little bit, and then they drop a game like last night to Oklahoma, who's also very up and down.
You know, the thing about it is that's kind of how the college basketball season's gone.
It is,
Most of these teams have been up and down, which goes back to Baylor and how they went on that run for 5 weeks in number one. That makes that even that much more just because teams aren't doing that this year.
No, they're not. And prior to Baylor holding on to number one for 5 weeks, it was nothing but musical chairs for the number one spot. I mean, seemingly every week there was a new number one like the first 2 months of the season, and then Baylor got it and held on to it up until this week. So, yeah, I mean, that's a testament to them and the type of team that they are. And, I mean, I think people have reason. You know, we'll see how these next couple of weeks go, but I certainly don't feel like this team's going to fall off the edge of a cliff and suddenly turn into something they're not. So makes you excited for the postseason and what they could potentially do. I know people get excited just to get into the tournament, but then I think expectations kind of come back to reality. I'm very curious as we draw closer and then we see what seed they get and who the bracket matchups would be, of how optimistic folks get with this team. Because I think we typically get to like maybe the round of 16 and we go, yeah, I don't know about past that. But, I mean, shoot, man, on paper, on video from what we've seen this year, this should be a Sweet 16 team at worst that Scott Drew is trotting out there.
Without a doubt. Again, and I always say it, man, as long as you can play defense, you can win a game. You absolutely can win a game. And only thing you have to do and caution against is when you're in the NCAA tournament, if your shots aren't dropping, you're not having a good day, you know, getting scoring points, you cannot get frustrated defensively and not stick to what you do.
Yeah.
If you do that, you'll be fine.
Yeah, the tournament is unique. You know, it's just a couple hours randomly that you have to have all these outlooks and things like that. But I mean, ultimately it's just, you go out there and you play one game and you can have all your predictions and your brackets filled out and all that, but it's just one game. And so it makes it very unique and very unpredictable. And that's why we love the tournament, right? So on paper, a Sweet 16 type of a team, really farther than that, quite frankly. But you know, once you get into the tournament, like we're saying, it's totally a wild card. Also last night, Iowa State 65, TCU 59. So the Cyclones get a win over the Frogs. So Baylor, Iowa State, and Oklahoma all taking home wins last night. Back on Monday, as we talked about, Texas with a nice win over West Virginia, and KU had no trouble with Oklahoma State. So the Big 12, as it stands right now, you got Baylor and Kansas at 14-1. Tied up, and there's a 5-game drop-off before you get to number 3 Texas Tech in the Big 12 standings. So it's these two and these two alone, and the first to slip up, well, you're basically handing the conference over to the other team. So who will potentially slip up with 3 games to go? That's what we're looking at.
Nobody. They're going to end up being
possible.
They're going to end up being co-Big 12 champions, and I'll be 2 years in a row where the Big 12 has that.
That's certainly possible. So that's what we're going to see here. But, yeah, it's those two, and not even a second runner-up to try to make things interesting here with just a few games to go. It's 128. Up next, Jeff Howhorn's 24-7, this ESPN Central Texas.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley. We're brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. It's the December employee pricing for everyone event. With our best year-end deals, come see the difference that so many of our friends have raved about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears!
In the market for a new metal roof? Since 1943, Pioneer Steel and Pipe has helped Central Texas residential and commercial customers with metal roofs that are impact, fire, and windstorm resistant and will lower your insurance considerably. Your roof will be figured correctly, and they offer a wide variety of panels and colors to make sure it looks sharp. Everyone wants to protect their hard-earned assets from harsh Texas weather, and a metal roof is the best way to protect your home. Pioneer Steel and Pipe, with locations in Waco and Bryan, and at pioneerboys.com.
Okay, so what's the most important point about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
We're celebrating President's Day at Allen Samuels, and celebrations and fun go hand in hand. It's the perfect time to have fun in a Fiat. And nothing is more fun than a new 2019 Fiat 124 Spider. The two-seater convertible classic roadster is back, and we're dropping the top and dropping the price. Now just $22,990. Imagine you, a convertible, and the open road. So come on, let's do Italian. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels. Come by, let's be friends.
Ask for details. Need to get away from it all? Do it in a new 2019 Jeep Wrangler Sport from Allen Samuels. With $4,535 in Allen Samuels discounts and $2,000 in Southwest bonus cash, Wrangler is just $31,990. Military gets an additional $500 discount. Wrangler has tons of options, including three-piece hardtop and 7-inch radio group. And check out our incredible lease offer on new 2020 Gladiators. The President's Day event at Allen Samuels.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
It seems that everywhere you turn, you're hearing something about CBD. It's everywhere, especially online. So it'd be easy just to point and click and order some. But that's not the best thing for you to do. You need to walk in the door at your CBD store at 909 Hewitt Drive and talk to their trained professionals. Tell them what your issue is, whether it's pain, lack of sleep, ADHD, anxiety, and they can get you on a plan to help with that issue. Plus, you'll know what you're getting for sure. No online guessing games. The best CBD products tailored to your need. Do what's best for you and talk to an expert today.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at pinfence.com.
It's time to talk with Jeff Howe from Horns 247 on Unnecessary Roughness.
And back here on ESPN Central Texas, we're now joined on the phone lines by Jeff Howe of Horns 247. Wednesdays at around 1:30, our time to talk to Jeff about all things UT. And so, Jeff, we do appreciate the time. As always, you know, we've brought up basketball, and it hasn't been the most fun topic to talk about, I realize. But, hey, how about the little run that Texas basketball has gone on here as of late? Actually winning some games and, you know, kind of just, I guess, turning the season on its head a little bit, Jeff.
A little bit, Craig. I don't think anybody's trying to get too far out in front of their skis on this deal.
Right.
Because there's a few factors at play. I think the good part of it is, and I don't know how much of this you can take to the bank because it's Texas and you expect more, but I think this shows this group hasn't given up on Shaka. They haven't quit, and at least they're still playing hard. And I don't know that that was ever really in question. There have been some bad games, but I don't think this team at any point has quit. I think, too, and maybe it's the freedom of they're so shorthanded that those guys know that, you know, there's nobody to come in and replace them. But I think you're seeing Courtney Ramey, Andrew Jones specifically, play a little looser. And you're seeing them, you know, you're seeing shots start to fall. And those guys are proving themselves to be the kind of shot makers this staff has felt like they could be. So I think that's the positive. I think on the other side of it, while maybe you can't read too much into it, you know, West Virginia's been awful on the road this year. TCU's been very much up and down. And K-State's the worst team in the league. And those are the three wins they've got, and I think they caught all three of those teams at pretty good times. So, you know, you kind of take it, I don't want to say take it with a grain of salt, but almost take it at face value. They're wins and they're nice, but, you know, it's going to get real for Texas on Saturday. I mean, you go to Lubbock, you know, you've got a Texas Tech team coming off of a loss to Oklahoma, and you know Chris Beard defensively is going to probably draw up something to take away one of Andrew Jones or Courtney Ramey and make the other one beat you. And does Texas have enough, number one, do they have enough offense at that point to get the job done? And number two, they've expended a lot of physical capital, a lot of energy in this three-game win streak, and they'll probably, hopefully, get Kamaka Hepa back from strep throat, but they're not going to have Jace Febris. They're not going to have Jericho Sims, and Matt Coleman's going to kind of limp through the rest of the year. So how much do they have left in the tank? Those are the two big questions. And I think if they come out of the weekend, extend this win streak to four, go to Lubbock and get a win, now you're really talking about a team that not only does above 500 finish in conference become very much a reality, even more so than it is now. Now you're talking about a team that's going to go to Norman, probably right back in the thick of the bubble conversation.
Do you get that sense of, well, it's a little too little too late or whatever? Do you get that kind of sense now with this three-game win streak, or do you think that, you know what, okay, at least they are showing something?
A little bit of both, Q, if that makes any sense. I think it's too little too late just in terms of the fact that, you know, especially I think Shaka Smart's demeanor. You know, the West Virginia game in his 5 years, that's the most animated I've seen him. And the guys really seem to respond to that. And you wonder, okay, where is that fire? Where is that passion on a consistent basis? Because I think that's kind of what this team needs. And I think when you write the book on Shaka's tenure, it's going to be pretty sick for a number of reasons. But I think one thing, Q, he never really did, and whatever group of assistant coaches he's had never really did, was I think they inherited a group that was just so mentally beaten down by Rick from the end of the Rick Barnes era that I don't think, you know, I think they knew they needed to come in and kind of nurture that situation. But I don't think they ever got it turned back in the other direction, and you're starting to see that now. That, to me, is the too little too late part. But, you know, again, as you know, I think there are clearly, when you look at the Big 12 this year, I think there's two great teams with Baylor and Kansas. There's two pretty solid teams with Texas Tech and West Virginia, and maybe you throw Oklahoma in there. And then the rest of the league is, in my opinion, below average too, in the case of Kansas State, just terrible. So it's not a great league. So you can see Texas, they definitely got a chance to win this. So that's where I think, you know, they've got some momentum. They're playing well at the right time. That's where I think you can have hope. But just in terms of the way Shaka's managed this team, that's where I'm seeing some of the too little too late.
How much is he fighting against, Jeff, not only the wins and loss record, but also just the general apathy of the fan base? And is there anything he can do at this point this year to kind of get people's energy back up about this group?
You know, Steven, I think short of winning the Big 12 tournament and making the second weekend of the tournament, that's not an either-or thing. I think unless he does both of those things, I think the vast majority of Texas fans are ready to turn the page. And it's hard to blame him, given what the product has looked like. But, yeah, that's what Shaka Smart's fighting against. I mean, the crowd – I don't know if you guys watched the game Monday. You can see crowd shots. I'm not even floored anymore when it's as bad as it was. And, yes, it was a 6 o'clock start. And, yes, traffic in Austin at any time of day, especially in rush hour, is a beating. But, you know, the Irwin Center holds 16-plus. There were probably 5,000, maybe 6,000 people in the building Monday night. I don't think that apathy is going to change, like I said, short of just some kind of miracle finish where they're putting numbers on the wall. Again, I just don't think that's going to change. I think a lot of this fan base, the vast majority of it, is ready to turn the page to a new coach.
Jeff Howe, Horns 24/7, joining us here on ESPN Central Texas. And, Jeff, this is just more of a general recruiting question. We're off to the class of 2021 now, and spring visits start happening here pretty soon and things like that. But, you know, UT's already got their quarterback for the 2021 class, and they're off to a nice start already with that group. But I've been reading a lot about just how deep the offensive lines and the quarterbacks are for this class in particular in 2021. Do you see that as well? Are those the two positions that if you're looking for O-line and quarterback, which pretty much everybody always is, that you could really strike it rich this year?
Yeah, Craig, I thought, when are you not looking for quality offensive linemen or quality quarterbacks? But no, I'll start with the O-line. I mean, this is deep. And the thing about this class that I really like is it's not just top-heavy. When you look at whether you're talking about Tommy Brockermeyer or Savion Byrd or, you know, the two kids out of Katie Taylor, specifically Bryce Foster, one of the top guard prospects in the country, it's not just top-heavy. It's really deep. I mean, you can go probably 6-7 guys deep if you're just ranking the best offensive linemen in the state. And that 6th or 7th guy, there have been times in recent years where he might have been number one without question. So, it's a top-heavy group and it's a deep group. But then a quarterback, I mean, that's the reason why Texas is looking at a situation where do they take two? I mean, they really like a couple of kids, you know, Garrett Nussmeier, after the kid that they've recently offered, and they've got feelers, even though they've got Jalen Milroe committed out of Katie Tompkins, they've got some feelers out and are very interested in possibly taking two. Now, part of that is you're protecting yourself if something doesn't work out with one of Jaquindon Jackson or Hudson Card, or if, you know, Casey Thompson decides to enter the portal, which he's done once already. So you kind of just have to protect against that. So some of that is to protect yourself a little bit. But I think this quarterback class is just so deep that if you can get one of those other guys to bite and is willing to come compete, yeah, you'd absolutely take two. So I think there's no question. I think the depth and talent at quarterback and at offensive line in the state is as good as it's been in a really long time.
Has there been an announcement of when Texas will have their pro day? And if so, what do you expect from Colin Johnson?
Yeah, Pro Day is going to be April 1st, and I think not just with Colin Johnson, but I think Brandon Jones, too. Those two guys, they're kind of putting it all on the Pro Day, and it's not by choice. I mean, Colin Johnson, he's not going to run at the combine. He's got a hip flexor issue, which I think adds even more, I don't know, intrigue, doubt, whatever word you want to slap on it. A guy that had questions coming in from a medical standpoint with a hamstring injury, now he's got a hip flexor, so a lot of eyeballs are going to be on his Pro Day. And then Brandon Jones, you know, he had a really bad shoulder injury towards the end of the year, tried to play through it in the Alamo Bowl. It just wasn't going to happen. He ended up having to have surgery to repair a torn labrum. He can't work out at the combine, so he's going to have to do everything this Pro Day. So I think both of those guys, a lot of stocks that I have to put in the Pro Day. I think for Colin Johnson, you know, he's said he can run in the 4.5s. And I think if he wants to go before the 5th round, that's probably where he's going to need to run. I just think when you look at his skill set, there are a few things he does really well, but he's not a guy that's going to create separation. When you look at the measurables, he didn't have an exceptional long wingspan. He's a good, not great athlete. So a lot of his is going to come down to, I think, two things. I think the speed, what he measures, and then I think somebody's really going to have to fall in love with a tape evaluation on him. Because, I mean, you guys watched him for 4 years in the league. There are times, you know, there were very few guys in the Big 12 that were as good at making contested catches as he was during his career. I think it's going to have to be somebody that, A, falls in love with the tape, and B, whether it's a scout or a general manager, can go to everybody in personnel in the front office and say, look, the speed is fine and it backs up what's on this tape and you really like what's on the tape. I think the 40 time, that could push Colin Johnson maybe into that late third round conversation, or if it's not good, it could be a situation where maybe he's looking at late 5th into the 6th round, or potentially if it's that bad, maybe even as crazy as it sounds, considering some people had him pegged a few years ago as a possible first round pick, maybe even falling out of the draft.
Are you buying into Texas baseball anymore after a 5-0 week, Jeff, or is it still too early to really draw any conclusions?
Yeah, Steven, a little too early to tell. I'll tell you what, though. I really like this team's talent level. I think when you look at, especially, you know, what some of the freshmen have brought to the table, I think Trey Faltini at shortstop was a guy that could have been a first or second round pick, but got to a point in the draft where he told teams, hey, if you're not going to take me in this range, don't take me at all. And for Texas to get him was a really big coup. He was a guy that threw 93-94 off the mound in high school and is their starting shortstop now. And Andre Duplantier coming out of the bullpen, you know, he was a guy, it's crazy how it's worked out for them. He was a guy that was probably going to be a two-way player. They were going to platoon him a little bit. Had a hammock bone injury in January. Ended up having to have surgery to where he can only pitch when he came back, and he's been probably their best bullpen piece so far. You know, Pete Hansen, another true freshman, he's thrown 10 innings, has yet to allow an earned run, so it was really good last night with 6 strikeouts. So I just think the what you can take from watching Texas this early on the diamond, their overall talent level, especially in position, like I said, like shortstop and in the bullpen, is miles better than what they put out at any point last year.
Hey, Jeff, good stuff, man. We do appreciate your time as always, and thanks for being a part of the show. Hope you have a good week.
Yep, anytime, guys.
Appreciate it. There's Jeff Howe of Horns 24/7 here with us on ESPN Central Texas talking a little basketball. They're playing better, although he's not buying in.
No.
Baseball's playing really well to start off the season, although it's a bit too early to get too excited. And
although he's not buying in.
He's not buying in just yet. It sounds like he's going to, though, or he's
right.
Very close
to
being bought in on what they're doing right now. But that is very interesting about Brandon Jones and Colin Johnson, because mm-hmm. those were guys a couple years ago where it's like, it's not even a question of if they're going to get drafted. It's like, how high can they get drafted? And now, just due to injuries piling up over the years, I mean, who else but Colin Johnson would suddenly have a hit pointer issue as
right.
the combine's rolling around
exactly.
and not be able to do anything? It's kind of the tail of his career, quite frankly, is injuries popping up. So those will be a couple of guys we'll obviously track throughout the combine process, but that I'm very interested in seeing where ultimately they land. And, yeah, not really big senior years for either one of those guys. Kind of
no,
disappointing.
Not at all.
And I wonder how much they hurt their stock perhaps by coming back versus – maybe leaving as juniors. I don't think probably too much. I think they're probably going to fall sort of in the same area where they should have been. But, not going in with any momentum, we'll say that.
No, not at all.
All right, it's 1:46. We'll take a – go ahead.
Can I pass along a quick local note? I just saw this from the Athletic NBA. Mike Conley is being benched by the Jazz. They're struggling lately. And Royce O'Neal is moving into that starting lineup for Utah.
All right, very good for Royce O'Neal. Good for him. He's got the new contract and – now, starting spot, good for him. Mm-hmm. And not being a drafted guy or somebody who was very highly touted, went and had to play some lower-level basketball for a little while and get his opportunity, and now look at him. He's a mainstay on the Jazz franchise at this point. So very cool, and thanks for passing that along, Stephen. We'll take a break right here. This is ESPN Central Texas.
This is Susan Kelly, and I am a Republican running for judge of the 19th District Court in McLennan County. I have handled thousands of criminal cases over my career as an appellate attorney, a prosecutor, and a defense attorney. This court presides over the most serious of criminal cases. Board certified in criminal law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, I know what it takes to apply the rule of law and command the courtroom. I ask you to choose the most serious lawyer for this most serious court, Susan Kelly.
This ad paid for by the Susan Kelly for District Judge campaign, Nancy Lacey, Treasurer.
In Texas, sports heroes become legends, and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame invites you to join us March 28th in Waco to honor the class of 2020 presented by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Meet Heisman winner Robert Griffin III, soccer star Clint Dempsey, all-star third baseman Adrian Beltre, and Olympic medalist Michelle Carter. Banquet sponsors include Lacey Lakeview, HEB, Tall City Exploration, the University of Texas, and the Texas Rangers. Call 800-567-9561 for tickets.
At Marksman, we know firearms. Whether you're looking for long-range shooting, tactical, or specialized gear, the only place to go is Marksman Firearms in Killeen, located at 2103 South W.S. Young Drive. Buy, sell, or trade. When it comes to guns, ammo, and accessories, nobody comes close. So head on over to Marksman Firearms in Killeen. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For more information, visit MarksmanFirearms.com.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRosier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Host your next event at the Baylor Club, located inside McLean Stadium. Take the stress out of planning in an all-inclusive venue with Bear Spirit through and through. No membership needed to book one of our six private event spaces, but our members do receive a discount on room rentals. Mention ESPN Central Texas when you call to receive a special perk. Contact the private event team today at 254-710-8080 and let us do all the work at the Baylor Club.
Back here on ESPN Central Texas. Foolishness going on.
Bourbon Street at its finest, baby.
Yep, Q's got latest viral vid from Bourbon Street.
I'll tell you right now, though, as much as I love Bourbon Street, as much as I love New Orleans, and I will go hang out there anytime, any day, whenever you holler at me, I'm there. I won't do that.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna take no shot out of someone else's mouth. I ain't that guy.
Well, Paul Catalina did that sort of kind of.
I wasn't gonna say that guy's down the hall, but that guy is down the hall.
Yeah, no, he's we're in New Orleans a few years back. He did the body shot thing that mm-hmm. we can all get swept up into when you're rolling through New Orleans, and he got sick as a result of that. We all got sick, I think, on that trip, but. Yeah, that you just showed a clip of something along those lines,
yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
Just took me back to that time that Paul did that. But yeah, it was Mardi Gras time going on right now in New Orleans, and everyone's celebrating, you know, Fat Tuesday. Well, that was yesterday, and you know, stuff like that. And so I just saw this video that just happened to cross my Twitter, and it was somebody selling a shot, and Yeah, it didn't.
They're really selling it.
They sold.
They're really selling that shot.
Hey, that's the best way to do it.
They were really selling it. So there you go. You didn't make mention of this in cover three, but a pass along here. Oh, Alec Ogletree, team captain for the mm-hmm. Giants, being released.
Yeah, he was released, and his teammate was released as well. And
Kareem Martin.
Yeah, $13 million it freed up in cap space for the Giants, but. You know, we only have so much time to cover three, so
sure,
we
yeah.
start running out of time. But yeah, I mean, that's what time of year it is, man. You know, you start cutting costs, looking at guys that are older. We talked about it yesterday on the show. You know, they're always looking for a younger, cheaper version of you. And so Alec Ogletree, you know, has been in the league for a minute. He's, like you mentioned, team captain. He's cut. Now he's out there looking for another job, and free agency opens up on March 18th. So now he's got at least a little bit of a jump start on it.
Well, very interesting, because they gave up a kind of nice package for him mm-hmm. To get him from Los Angeles,
yep.
and that Rams organization who, for once, was actually getting rid of some players, you know, rather mm-hmm. than bringing them all on board.
And they got rid of them because they were trying to clear up from salary cap space.
They had to account for all the players they've
yep.
acquired, and yeah, so he's one of the departures rather than the additions, and now after a couple years and being a team captain and only 29, he's gone, so...
Mm-hmm.
That's when the money can work against you
yep.
in the NFL,
mm-hmm.
is especially with a team like this who's trying to grab every penny they can to go lure some free agents and, you know, get the books right and all of that. But, yeah, it's a little bit, or I guess was that expected? It's surprising for me, but maybe it was expected.
I mean,
I don't
know. One of those things that, again, you look at the salary cap and you realize that, okay, this team needs to get it better in a lot of different areas. And so where are they going to start cutting some costs so they can bring some other guys in? And so, I mean, not necessarily did I think that that was going to be the one that got cut, but you realize you can just look at the salaries and the ages and start saying, yeah, this guy's probably on his way out.
Yeah, somebody's going to go. Yep. So, yeah, that's just a note of interest, and obviously somebody the Cowboys would have seen a couple of times. Maybe they still do. Maybe he lands on the Redskins or the Eagles or something, but they're going to have to, whoever signs him, get that money total down.
The good thing is that, you know, the draft doesn't have a lot. It's not real deep when it comes to linebackers. So a guy like him will probably be able to latch on somewhere and still have a nice little role instead of it being a real super draft, the deep draft like the wide receiving core is. If it was deep like that, he'd be in trouble.
Yeah, for sure. So there's just one little note I wanted to pass along that I saw on the scrolling line and around the web. Since it's the NFC East related. So Alec Ogletree out of New York. Coming up for us, we've got one more hour to go, and not even a full hour. It will be a very busy 45 minutes or so. Reason being, today at 3 o'clock, Baylor baseball will be in action. So they've wiped out You Make the Call, and we'll have that broadcast for you here on ESPN Central Texas. As a result of that, they've got the pregame show, of course, which will start getting underway at 2:45. So we're going to have Joey McGuire from yesterday's assistant coaches media session, and we'll have that for you next. And boy, is it good stuff. Really good to hear from him now that he's settled back in. He never went anywhere,
right?
Almost did, but stayed at Baylor and has now gotten to know this new coaching staff, and it's really cool to hear him talk about that. So we'll have Joey McGuire, and then we'll have old Derek and Hoot from the Baylor baseball broadcast will be joining us as well to preview the game this afternoon and kind of talk about the season up until this point. So, sorry, Q, got a shortened hour coming up.
I know, man.
Less than 3 hours.
I'm a little disappointed by that, but Ward from down the hallway at Fox Sports, he hustled me into doing about an hour with him this afternoon. So, you know, have a short show.
Get your quota.
Got to get it in somewhere, yeah, I guess. Got to get it in.
Got to get it in. Well, we'll get this final 45 minutes or so in. Again, Joey McGuire coming up next, and then Hoot and Derek talking Baylor baseball. It's ESPN Central Texas.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
When you bought your home, it was a big and emotional investment. The last thing you want to discover is termites or any wood-destroying insect causing damage. At 855 Bugs, we understand the value of a safe home, and we want to protect you and your loved ones from all the pests that live in hidden places. Let us ensure your home is protected with a full inspection, preventative treatment, and a comprehensive ongoing treatment plan to stay ahead of termites and all pests. Visit 855bugs.com to learn more about our promise to protect your home and family.
Business or a school or a team that needs to put their logo on something, then let the pros at Mallory Screen Printing and Embroidery do the job for you. They can customize your logo on t-shirts, caps, dress shirts, golf shirts, winter apparel, and more. Stickers for any occasion, banners and signs, large or small. See more at MalloryPrint.com or call 1-800-433-2220. For your next custom screen printing or embroidery, check out their full catalog at MalloryPrint.com.
Cold weather is still here for a few months. Remember StarTex Propane with special pricing and programming for your household propane needs with their Keep Full program where they periodically check and fill your tank. They also do propane gas safety checks. And remember, they install gas logs for your fireplace and carry indoor propane heaters to keep your home warm. Check them out online, StarTexPropane.com, or give them a call, 254-752-6571. StarTex Propane.
We first opened the doors of Jeff Hunter Toyota in 1990 and have become the premier Toyota dealership in Waco. We offer a full selection of new Toyota models, have a vast inventory of pre-owned vehicles. There's a state-of-the-art service and body shop with factory-trained technicians and a full-line parts department. Stop by and see Kyle Tomlinson or any of our team members for a great car at a fair price. Shop Jeff Hunter Toyota. Toyota quality, Waco values.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
Don't miss the Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center. You'll find great items at terrific prices on new and used guns, knives, swords, hunting gear, books, coins, medals, and ammo. Best of all, you'll enjoy browsing with the benefit of paying discount prices. Hours are 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 Sunday. Bring in your old gun and trade up for the gun you've always wanted. Lone Star Gun Show Saturday and Sunday at the Bell County Expo Center in Belton.
Are you ready to become a homeowner? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco. Homeownership the right way.
Make America shine again with the new Ram, Jeep, or Dodge from Cameron Autoplex in Cameron, Texas. The President's Day sales event is going on now. Only during the month of February can you get President's Day event pricing, like 20% off MSRP and around 1500 SLT Warlock Edition, the super cool truck, or 5000 off the all-new Jeep Gladiator Sport, a pickup with no equal. Honor the presence and yourself by checking out the great selection at Cameron Autoplex, where it's always cheaper in Cameron.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Boozer's Jewelers Premier Diamonds and the Wedding Ring Store on the corner of Valley Mills at Lake Air in Waco. The 2 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness is brought to you by Wings Pizza and Things in Temple.
Let's roll!
Live from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, this is Unnecessary Roughness. Here's Craig Smoke and your boy Q.
Welcome into the 2 o'clock hour of Unnecessary Roughness here on ESPN Central Texas. It will not be quite a full hour for us as Baylor Baseball will be taking over the airwaves here about 2:45. We'll have Derek Smith and Hoot Jonigan, who will be calling that game for you, joining us here at around 2:30 to kind of bring the show to a close and just sort of segue on in to Baylor Baseball. So they'll be with us here in just a few. But yesterday, a very cool deal, I think, still, and something they definitely did not have to do, but Baylor football got all 10 of their assistant coaches together. All of these, for the most part, outside of two of them, new hires that were brought with Dave Aranda, in some cases from LSU along with him, and in some cases just kind of all over the country. But very exciting to see not only some of these younger coaches who we'll get to know, much like we did in Evan Cooper or someone along those lines, but these veteran coaches as well, like a Larry Fedora. I mean, that dude's coached some ball now. So it's a very interesting, mixed staff as far as their histories, their successes, all that, mm-hmm. So I'm very curious just to kind of get to know these guys. And yesterday, you and Paul and many others had an opportunity to get to know these guys a little bit better. And Davis Smoke was out there with you guys as well. You talked to who all? You talked to Brian Stewart, who we had for you yesterday.
Yeah,
we played that.
And then the running backs coach as well.
See, we're all learning names.
Yeah, so. Rob Johnson?
No, he's Justin Johnson.
Justin Johnson. Yeah. I knew it was a Johnson.
Yeah. Well,
they got Justin. They got
Dennis
Meatball.
Okay, Meatball.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you got to go by Juice and Meatball. It's a lot easier to remember than Johnson and Johnson.
And there's the Meatball Juice.
That's right. Yeah, yes, there you go.
The combination. But one of those other assistant coaches that talked yesterday, and he was certainly a lightning rod of discussion as the coaching transition was happening. He was the interim. He was a candidate. And ultimately, it was Dave Aranda. And then it was a question of whether or not he was going to still be around. And he is. And Joey McGuire talked to the media yesterday about sticking around at Baylor and a lot more.
Joey McGuire, yeah. Baylor football.
Yes.
What does that mean to you that you're here?
Means the world. You know, you and I talked a lot through this process. And, I mean, I've made it known. I love Baylor. Love being in the green and gold. And for just honored for Coach Aranda to ask me to stay and have the opportunity to grow under him. I look at it as a great opportunity. And so really excited to be at Baylor. And what a time to be at Baylor. Center and be a Baylor Bear. We're good at everything right now.
I know. I know. It's unbelievable. I keep your "Let's go!" your tweets. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves that. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's. I think I read something the other day. It was funny. Somebody said this. I mean, it is my high school background. I mean, whenever you're in high school and you're a high school coach, you go to everything. You go to every track meet. You go to every basketball game. You get behind the student body because most of the guys, especially in the male sports, they're played for you in football, so they're playing something else. But it's just a community, and that is what's so cool about Baylor. We're a community. I mean, we're the Baylor Bears, the Baylor Nation, man, just love their school and love the academic piece and just love the athletic piece right now.
I saw you while you were at a men's game. You and your wife were sitting there watching Baylor in Oklahoma. Mac Rhodes told me you texted him and said, "Hey, Coach, I'm coming to the game." And he said, "Well, I know, but who are you going to root for? Because I know you had other options."
Right.
How difficult, Joey, really was that time for you at that moment?
Well, Coach Aranda and Mac made it easy for me. It could have been a lot more difficult. Just tremendous respect for both those guys, the way they handled it. Because, you know, it was tough. I mean, everybody knows what I wanted and love this place. But, man, just the opportunity to stay, it was tough. It was funny because he asked me, he goes, which color are you wearing? And, man, you know, Mac, through all of this, I mean, I just think our relationship's gotten stronger. That was a huge reason to stay. The relationship I have with him and how I can grow under him. That's the one thing that I've said, and I've said over, and I'll keep saying. The one thing about Mac Rhodes, man, he's got a great eye for talent. I mean, if you go to the administrative side and the people that he's hired on that side, from Jeremiah to Don to Erica to what's going on in the Bear Foundation, I mean, even hiring Taylor, wow. I mean, just an eye for talent. And so I believe in that. And so it was one of those deals of what he did, believing in Coach Aranda. I mean, if I believe in that, then I believe in Coach Aranda. And then getting to know him, it's just been amazing learning from him.
This profession can be full of egos, and you have to have one to be successful. But what does it say about you that you decided to stay?
Right.
What does it say about him that he hired a bunch of guys who have been head coaches before at various levels, and he wants what's the best staff?
Well, first of all, it shows that he has a lot of confidence. Because in this business, and especially, I mean, that was one thing going through this. I mean, at the high school level, it's one of those deals. If you interview for somewhere, then you pretty much know you're not coming back. And it's kind of like that in this business and in college. And so, one, for him, he's very confident in what he can do here. And man, I love that. And so, and then I appreciate that he asked me to stay. And then I looked at it as, man, what a better opportunity to learn from somebody that's been at LSU, has won a national championship. I'm a defensive guy, to learn from one of the brightest defensive minds in the country. And then on the recruiting side, learn from what they did at LSU, what he did at Wisconsin. And just, it only helps me grow as a coach. It makes me better. And so at the end of the day, if I would have left, it would have been, you know, more out of being upset. And one of the guys, Scott Drew, what an amazing guy. He calls me and he gave me some great advice. But part of it was, hey, man, if you have to go, you have to go. But I think you should stay, and you need to just put all the emotion aside and what is best for your career, what's best for these kids that you've recruited, and what's best for your family. And, man, all of them checked Baylor, Baylor, Baylor on all three of those. And so that was really cool to have another head coach in this program. Mulkey was the same way. You know, she goes, hey, look, I can understand if you got to go, but we want you here. And so it was really cool to see those guys get behind me.
But the bottom line, your wife said she had too much Baylor stuff, too much green and gold, right? She didn't want to have to change color.
Oh, if you walked into her closet, I'm telling you, that's all you're going to see. And what is funny, we've said this before, we didn't own anything green and gold until we got to Baylor, because that was a bad color to wear.
Yeah.
If you were a
DeSoto
Longhorn. So it's the DeSoto and Cedar Hill. It was that. She'll also tell you, I think Sean Bell said we weren't going to say bye to the Bell kids. And then this was the biggest. I called my son and I said, hey, Garrett, we're going to stay. And everything changed. Just his whole voice, demeanor, everything. Did you think about this, man? This is his university, too. This is his team, too. I mean, he's been here officially going into his fourth year. And, you know, I've always done that with decisions. It's what's best for my family. And then the next morning, he sends me a text. He said, hey, you made the right decision. So that just as a dad just makes you take a deep breath and really appreciate that you had the opportunity. And that's what I respect. I respect so many things about Coach Aranda. But for him to give me this opportunity to stay, man, I'm going to work my tail off for him.
Well, I'm going to bring this up. I appreciate it. I was actually sitting at an HEB, had just gone inside to get some groceries, and you sent me a text.
Right.
I can share that now. You sent me a text. Let's go.
Yeah.
And, like, I got to tell you, you know, coaches move on, and you know, but I could feel almost a relief.
Oh.
I could feel that from you. It was kind of, you know, we had talked a little bit along the way, and you at that moment, was that a peaceful thing for you?
It was. It was because it was a really tough decision because my heart, you know, and was saying, man, you're supposed to be here. And then your mind goes to different places and what's best. And, you know, you're still working through what's best for your career. I mean, I'm not going to make – I mean, that's what's so great about Coach Aranda. He's going to help me do this. What's so great about Mac. I'm not going to make any. I want to be a head coach someday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do I become a head coach and learn? I just learned from one of the best people in this profession in Matt Rhule. And I'm fixed to turn around and learn from a guy that's just as good, who's got so many different relationships with people and so many different ways to do things with Dave Aranda. I would be crazy not to take advantage of that. And so it was a relief. And then, you know, besides probably three or four of these guys on this team, Sean and I have been a part of recruiting this team. And so these are like our babies and seeing them grow up. And I told those guys I want to be here. And that was one thing with Coach Aranda. Whenever I told him I was going to stay, I said, do you mind if I send a text? I've got a group text with all the team. And I told him, I said, hey, we're together. Let's go do this. And we're a family. And
that was a critical thing, wasn't it? I'm not saying they were built. This football program, the players were built up. What's next?
What's next?
But you staying, did you feel the love immediately back from them? And did you know that all? You saw that throughout, right?
No doubt. I'm going to tell you one of the coolest things, another thing. I mean, you know, Coach Aranda, whenever he kept Corey Campbell. I'm telling you, man, that guy's a rock star. He's one of the best strength coaches in the business, but also one of the best mentors for young people. And so I think that was the first thing that happened, was him keeping him. I think that allowed the anxiety of change because, you know, I don't care who you are. Change, whether you love it, like it, or whatever, it gives you anxiety. And so I think that was able to, you know, let the team relax a little bit, take a deep breath, and then, you know, really close to these guys. I mean, it's easy too. I mean, I've always been close to kids, but whenever you have a son on the team, you get to see different guys in different spots and they're around you in different ways. And so I think it, you know, helped without a doubt. But I also think I've told everybody this. I mean, you're talking about a guy that most coaches come in too and they're ready, hey, I'm going to do it my way. And you should. But you also, the amount of respect that Coach Aranda has for what also the great things that have been doing, that have been going on here in the academic center with Marcus Sedberry and his group, Chris and Emily and that whole group, the stuff that's going on in that, I mean, him being able, well, we did it this way. He's like, no, this is a better way.
Right.
I'm going to do it this way, and how can I get behind you and help you become even better? Man, you're talking about a guy that has some confidence and then also is intelligent enough to see and humble enough to say, you know what, this is a better way than what I thought. Let's do it this way.
I've had other assistants tell me that he'll say, what do you think?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Joey, you love this place. You do bleed now.
Yeah, I do bleed.
Baylor. I mean, it's and to see this happen, to look to your left and see a former NFL defensive coordinator, a guy in Wickline who's been around forever, a coach in Roberts at Fedora, and what George Munoz brings.
Yeah.
What's it like?
What? man, it's a lot of fun because you go into staff meetings and you're around some really good football coaches that have done it at a high level, that some have done it different ways than others, that you have a guy that has the confidence to let people voice their opinion, and so you're sitting there taking notes of what different guys are saying. And then it's always fun, too. You hate change because, man, you're talking about, like, I have some really strong relationships with, I mean, Mike Saravo is one of my, man, you're talking about just an incredible guy. But it's also fun to get to know these guys and develop new friendships. And, I mean, Coach Johnson, I mean, being around him and his energy and the way he conducts himself every day. I mean, it's just, it's fun. And a guy that's starting to be in this business longer and longer, man, it also keeps you energetic. Now, I don't know, I can say, I don't care who's young or old or whatever, they're still going to have a hard time keeping up with my energy every day.
No, I know that. My last thing is you lost 9 starters on defense, right, and that's the side of the ball you affected last year. Yeah. Is the cupboard bare?
No, not at all, man. You're talking about, so we were talking about that earlier. I mean, you have 10 out of the 11 guys that right now are, I mean, you don't have a starting group because you got to put the pads on and go out and do it, but you have 10 guys that have played in Big 12 games. I mean, you have 2 starters coming back, but the other 8 have all played in Big 12 games. I mean, we have 2 coming back, but you can say JT Woods is a starter. I mean, when Chris was not out there, JT Woods had to take those ticks. You've had McVay intercept balls in critical games to win. You know, beating K-State 2 years ago, McVay had a huge interception. So, no. And then you've got a lot of young, long, fast, physical D linemen that we've been able to recruit, and the Gabe Halls and the T.J. Franklins. And then you have some Betts and Cheedy, who's played a lot of snaps for us, that cover's not bare. We just got to, you know, grow them up and get that confidence that we had last year. And here's the deal. You can say whatever you want. You can talk about scheme. 3 things we did last year. We played as hard as anybody in the nation. We sacked the quarterback, and we caused turnovers. And so whatever we do, it's our job to do those 3 things. And if we do those 3 things, we're going to win a lot of football games.
So there is Joey McGuire, Baylor assistant coach, associate head coach. He is the next man in line and making the move. Now he's kind of shuffled around as far as positional duties while at Baylor over these last 3 years, now heading into year number 4. And so he'll be spending some time with the outside linebackers this season. Has also been with the DNs as of last year, the tight ends prior to that. So outside linebackers for him, and good to have him still around. And I think you can just hear in that interview why he's so beloved and why so many people were excited to know that he was going to be sticking around with Dave Aranda.
Energy is amazing. Absolutely amazing. I talked about it yesterday, that the energy in the room, well, he was the main reason for the energy in the room. I mean, you could hear it in his voice. He's very excited, fired up. You know, he worked with the defensive ends last year, but he also, you know, turnovers were something that he was really focused on last year, and you see what they did, turned around and had so many turnovers, created so many turnovers, and that became an expectation. They expected to go out there and get those. They weren't getting those on accident. They were out there trying to cause turnovers, and so knowing that he's a defensive guy, knowing he's still going to be working with the defense, working with the linebackers now, that's a good thing, man, and to have that continuity on that side of the ball and have him there and knows what the expectations are, and then is going to learn what, you know, Coach Aranda wants him to do as well, and learn from another guy and learn another scheme, and, you know, all that good stuff. That all that's going to do is add knowledge to who Joey McGuire is, and he's a really good dude. Very excited that he stuck around.
Yeah, so am I, and you're right. I mean, he'll have learned under Matt Rhule for 3 years and now Dave Aranda for at least a year, and it only helped that resume look even that much sharper and help him football knowledge-wise, as you said. So, yeah, I think it's a blessing for him. I know he eventually wants to go be a head coach, but you know, this year for Dave Aranda should serve in that purpose as well, and if not longer than that, we'll see. But clearly the guy loves Baylor, and I think Baylor loves that he's still around. So there was Joey McGuire from the media session yesterday. It is 2:17. We'll take a break. This is ESPN Central Texas.
There's a reason customers drive from all over Texas to buy a Ram pickup truck from Cameron Autoplex, where they say it's always cheaper in Cameron.
This is a Fox 44 weather update. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike LaPointe. We'll see clearing skies today. It's going to be a very windy day and a cool day with highs only topping out around 50 degrees. Mostly clear skies tonight and very cold. Matter of fact, a hard freeze is expected as lows drop to around 26. And tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, just a little bit warmer with a high of 60. Join me every weeknight during Fox 44 News at 5:30 and 9 for your forecast first, plus check out fox44news.com for any changes in the weather.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
The Boston Marathon bombing. 4 Americans murdered. Over 260 injured. The Muslim terrorists even exploited welfare programs to help fund their attack. Because today, non-citizens can get food stamps and other benefits, costing us over $30 billion a year. President Trump wants to end this abuse, but the Democrats are blocking him. Pete Sessions believes welfare benefits should be reserved for American citizens. In Congress, Pete Sessions will stand with President Trump to build the wall and remove these immigration incentives that are unfair and sometimes even dangerous for American taxpayers. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I approve this message because taxpayer-funded benefits should be reserved for American citizens.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
Okay, so what's the most important point about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
In Texas, sports heroes become legends, and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame invites you to join us March 28th in Waco to honor the class of 2020 presented by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. Meet Heisman winner Robert Griffin III, soccer star Clint Dempsey, all-star third baseman Adrian Beltre, and Olympic medalist Michelle Carter. Banquet sponsors include Lacey Lakeview, HEB, Tall City Exploration, the University of Texas, and the Texas Rangers. Call 800-567-9561 for tickets.
Are you a renter and ready to purchase your own home? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for the past 26 years, and they are ready to help you. Not enough money for a down payment or low credit scores? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Plus, they make sure you know just what to look for in selecting that perfect home. Call 254-752-1647 or visit us online at nw-waco.org to get started. NeighborWorks Waco, homeownership the right way.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. We're going to have some Baylor baseball coming your way in about 20 minutes from now. Derek Smith and Hoot Jonagan will be with us in about less than 10 minutes from now to preview the game this afternoon. So we'll have that on our airwaves. Of course, we've got softball all year long on 101.3 FM. They were in action yesterday. And, of course, basketball always on our airwaves as well. So, yeah, busy times. Just keep on continuing and being busy. But Baylor baseball is headed your way this afternoon, and you make the call. We'll be back tomorrow. Rest assured, you will get your fill of Paul and Smokey back on the airwaves tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
And we'll be in a little bit of trouble on Friday. We're going to get our
That's
show.
What you want to phrase it as, yes.
Yeah. Trouble. It trouble. Is trouble, man. It is trouble. Not being on the air on time is a little bit of trouble.
We're probably looking at just 1 hour.
Don't you say that. Stop you cursing me on the air like that. It's not very
well,
nice.
Well, let's figure this out. Baylor softball starts at 11.
Or right, baseball.
Baseball, excuse me.
Softball plays in the morning as well, but they're on 101.3.
Yeah. So Baylor baseball starts at 11, the broadcast. Mm-hmm. So figure a couple hours.
Even if it's a quick game, we're probably looking at going on at 2.
Two.
If it's a long game, then
yeah, it's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Yeah, they go extras, Q. We might just get wiped out entirely.
That is unacceptable.
Go 15 inner in there, then, 15 inning game.
Then what am I going to do over the weekend? Then I'm gonna, and there's no softball. Softball's out of town.
It's Thursday Friday.
So, hey, come run board with us. We got a lot of broadcasts if you want to jump in.
I mean, look, let's not get too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Remember that oil change you had to go do?
Unless
for the
I can be like Cam and talk to Eric Nadel down the line.
Yes,
you know,
well, that's always
let
so
me
fun.
In on the broadcast, fellas.
I'll let you talk to Dan Ingham. You can feel right at home. Do a couple softball games for me.
Me and Dan
will talk back.
Dan will talk back. Dan, is Gia throwing a good game today? Well, yeah. Q, no.
She has got the one no-hitter now on
yeah.
the year.
Mm-hmm. Like five in her career. She's, yeah. I mean, when she's on her A game, which she normally is like 99.9% of the time, she's amazing. Just strikeout after strikeout after strikeout. And, you know, she throws a ball or something just to see her laugh at the umpire almost like, oh, okay, really? That was mm-hmm. a ball? I'll show you.
Yeah, so, get a little upset with the strike zone
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so every once in a while, you know how it goes.
Yeah, well, later on tonight, although we'll have Baylor baseball for you, not on our airwaves, but going on later on this evening, do have a little inter-Texas matchup. All three NBA teams are in action tonight. The Rockets will be playing host to the Grizzlies at 7 on ESPN, so you can get a little Harden and Westbrook action there. But the Spurs and Mavericks also tangling later on tonight in San Antonio. 7:30 the start time for that one. And I haven't asked you this question in a while, Steven. You know, Luka's been in and out and all of that. The Mavs slipping down the standings a little bit.
How was his game in Atlanta?
Yeah, asked you about his game in Atlanta that he
wasn't
didn't play
great.
In. Yeah,
he looked good in a suit.
And no stats.
I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry. That was wrong.
But how are you feeling about the Mavericks these days?
They've won 3 of their last 4. I mean, I feel pretty similar as I did for most of the year. There was a short time where I thought they were kind of flirting with being like a 4 or a 5 seed. I think they're a bottom half of the playoff team. I feel pretty comfortable in saying they're going to make the playoffs as a 7 or 8. Maybe they can work their way up to the 6. But quietly, Oklahoma City is like 30-11 in their last 41 games.
They're playing well.
Really, really well. And it's been hard to keep pace with them. They've rocketed up the standings. And the Rockets are kind of all bunched in there between 5 and 7. But, when Luka and Kristaps are playing together, which actually isn't something that's happened as often as you would think it would have this year, I feel like they're a really dangerous team. Unfortunately for them, if they do end up kind of towards the bottom half of the playoff standings, you're probably looking at a first-round matchup with the Clippers or the Nuggets. Mm. And I just don't see them getting over the hump in that scenario, especially with the Clippers are a really tough matchup for them, just with the different lineups they can throw at them. So I think they're a dangerous team from the standpoint they have nights where they can shoot lights out and they can drop 135, 140 on somebody, even if they're playing a pretty decent defensive game. But they don't defend very well, and the offense has been less prolific than it was earlier in the year. But they're coasting along, playing fairly well, and I think as long as their stars stay healthy, they're going to be a tough out in the playoffs.
Yeah, right now they're the 7th seed. But they've got a pretty healthy lead over the 8th spot. So you got Memphis there kind of trailing along, but pretty big separation between the Mavs and the Grizzlies there in the 7 and 8 spots. So you do feel good about that. As you mentioned, the Thunder right there in front of them, they've been very surprisingly good. I mean, given that, we're all kind of waiting for this Chris Paul thing to not work out, mm-hmm. and Russell Westbrook's gone, so they lose their heart, and Paul's just kind of a problem child, and how's this – but it's actually worked out really well.
Yeah,
the Thunder
really has.
To their credit, have played really well.
Yeah, he's all in. There was a good profile in Sports Illustrated recently about Paul, and he told that front office when he got traded, like, I don't know what all this talk about is about tanking, but I play hard every time I go out there. Mm. Like, I'm here. If I'm here, then I'm here to win, and I'm going to do my best. And I think he's enjoying kind of being like an elder statesman and a mentor to a pretty young team. And I feel like he's kind of enjoying life post Harden, even though they don't look like a team that's going to make the Western Conference Finals or anything like that. He doesn't have to fight for the ball all the time, and he's back in a role where he's comfortable with, where he's leading the offense and being the main distributor and playmaker.
I like watching him more now than when he was with Harden.
Yeah.
And it's like the old Chris Paul's kind of back in some ways.
You could just tell he was uncomfortable in that role. I mean, this is a guy who needs to have the ball in his hands because he's a distributor. That's what he is. And, yeah, he can light it up and get buckets as well. But he has a certain role. And James Harden in Houston is just a guy who's going to take the ball and he's going to run with it. And he's going to try to go home if you don't allow him to get it back.
Yeah. And meanwhile... Well, it's worked out well for him. It's worked out well for the Rockets as well. So one of those deals where it's worked out for both sides. But I think Chris Paul going out there and not just saying, screw this, I'm just going to loaf and not care. I mean, look at what a difference it makes. I mean, the Thunder are one of the better stories in the entire NBA this season. They're squarely in the playoffs as of right now, which not many maybe would have expected. And it's because he's trying. And, hey, they're probably not going to go beat the Lakers or someone like that, but hey, it's a much better outcome than maybe what was expected. Spurs could potentially find their way into the playoffs because that 8 spot's not that far away. The 7 spot where the Mavs are is pretty far away, but they can chip away tonight with a win. So Spurs and Mavericks later on. But coming up next for us, I'll start to wind it down and get ready for some Baylor baseball. Hoot John again, Derek Smith will join us to preview the game this afternoon and talk this past weekend as well. It's ESPN Central Texas.
You want reliable service with reasonable pricing? Then check out Waco Shuttle U, a new transportation service in town as a park and ride shuttle service. Waco Shuttle U offers 2 daily round-trip shuttle rides to Dallas Love Field and 2 daily round-trip shuttle rides to Bergstrom in Austin. They'll meet in the parking lot outside JCPenney's at Richland Mall. Experienced and courteous drivers, some active duty and retired police officers, who will take you to the lower level ground transportation and pick you up at the same location. They offer quick, reliable, hassle-free cost, efficient travel, charge $49 for a one-way trip. Waco Shuttle U, your back-and-forth travel solution to cut down the cost of airline parking and the stress of traveling. So reserve your airport shuttle to Love Field in Dallas or Bergstrom in Austin with Waco Shuttle U. Find them online at Waco Shuttle U with the letter U.com. That's Waco Shuttle U. 254-237-3302.
If you want the best wings and pizza in Central Texas with an energetic atmosphere, look no further than Wings Pizza and Things in Temple, a smoke-free family environment committed to serving fresh, made-to-order food. There are dozens of large-screen, high-definition TVs to watch everything in sports, including, of course, the NFL and college football. Wings Pizza and Things serves only top-quality, large wings with 16 flavors, including their new Rim Reaper. All sandwiches come with fries, tots, or side salad, and delicious New York-style pizza. Wings Pizza and Things, celebrating 13 years strong in the Temple Town Center on the Southwest Dodge and Loop in Temple.
When Republican Will Jones was elected, he made us a promise that he'd go to work every day to make county government more like a business. And that's exactly what he's done. By attacking waste, fraud, and abuse, consolidating offices, and applying best practices, Will Jones has saved taxpayers $18 million. $18 million. That ain't jump change. That's enough to buy every one of Chip and Joanna's fixer-uppers. Get your name on the side of a building at Baylor or feed a family of four at George's every day for 1,700 years. That's real money right there, and it's back in the pockets of taxpayers because of Republican Will Jones. He's also making sure our veterans get the services they need by authorizing a veterans court and helping to expand the Heart of Texas One Stop. You see, Will Jones doesn't make big promises he can't keep. He just tells you what he's going to do. Then he rolls up his sleeves and gets it done. Let's re-elect Commissioner Will Jones, the taxpayer's champion. Political ad paid for by the Will Jones Campaign.
Hey guys, what month is it?
Month.
What's your favorite month?
Month.
What's your favorite month?
Truck month.
Truck month. Truck month is that? Truck month is that?
That's Sequoia Family Ford. Come save on our full line of trucks and SUVs, including the F-Series and the all-new Ford Escape.
Don't miss Truck Month going on now at Sequoia Family Ford, where our family makes the difference.
Welcome back into UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. We're winding it down today. Got a few minutes left. And we're going to be making way for Baylor baseball. And joining us now, kind of sort of via the phone lines, but over from Baylor Ballpark is this afternoon, UT Rio Grande Valley, the opponent for the Bears, is Derek Smith and Hoot Jonigan, who you hear on the broadcast this afternoon. And, fellas, we do appreciate your time. Look forward to listening this afternoon. But for this Baylor baseball team, just starting things off 4-3 on the year, not the greatest weekend, dropping the series to Oral Roberts. For each of you, what has been the biggest surprise to start off this season, maybe in a negative way, but also in a positive way? What's been the biggest negative surprise, and what's been the biggest positive surprise through this season?
Well, thanks for having us both on. Always good to talk to you. And I'd start by saying the positive surprise would be Jared McKenzie. And maybe that's not a surprise because the coaching staff was really high on him. He was a name you heard a lot. But he's hitting over 500 through the first seven games. He's played fantastic in the outfield. He looks like that guy, very capable of filling that Richard Cunningham role and maybe even more just in terms of getting on base, being scrappy, making plays in the outfield. Trey Richardson behind him as well, another true freshman who's got a chance to really be big at the top of the order. They're both batting 1-2 again today. And I'd say that's very encouraging because you wondered who was going to set the table for Nick Lofton and Andy Thomas. I think one area that you would want to improve on is that it seems like when things go bad a little bit, they spiral in a couple games. Errors in the field, Baylor's errors this year have all come in bunches. It's been, you know, 6 in one game, 3 in an inning against Nebraska, 6 on Friday night against ORU, and then walks have been the same way. You want to cut down on the walks, which seem to come in bunches in games, Hoot.
Yeah, I would agree. I really think the two freshmen, Jared McKenzie especially and Trey Richardson, have been a pleasant surprise. I don't, you know, when there's a two freshman coming in playing in Division I, you really can't expect. That's a big jump from high school and them summer leagues. And so you can in hope and think they're going to get it done eventually, but you don't know if they're going to start right off the shoot. And these guys really have stepped in there. And Trey today is going to make his first start at shortstop today. So it's been very impressive for those two young guys to get out there and very mature, act like they've been there the whole time. And that's been fun to see. And I know they can build off of that. I think on a whole, probably the biggest disappointment that if from expectations on a whole has been the pitching staff. It's like Derek mentioned, they've had a bunch of walks in there, you know, and Jimmy Winston, you know, had a rough outing his first time up, stuff like that. But, you know, those are things, you know, from looking at it from a coach's perspective, you really feel good about those getting turned around because there's experienced guys out there. They've got a lot of innings between them, had great success last year. So, and once they get all these suspensions done, you know, over the first 2 or 3 weeks of this season to get everybody back on the same page, then I think look for more continuity and get this thing going in the right direction.
Who, you mentioned it, the suspensions that they're dealing with right now, and obviously that's not a normal thing that just happens this season for Baylor. But from a coach's point of view, normally how long does it kind of take to get into a regular season and really realize who this team is?
You know what? That's a great question. And for some teams, if you've got more experienced guys, it doesn't take as long. But when you're mixing in freshmen, especially true freshmen, including one freshman that should be a senior in high school right now, it might take a little bit longer. You never know. So I tell you this, we've gone through seasons and you play 4 weekends of non-conference baseball. And so hopefully by conference you have everything set. I don't know if there was one season in my 20 years here where we were dead set on a lineup, you know, going into conference. It's constantly changing, and you'll hear Coach Rod talk about this a lot, and Derek can attest to this. He likes some of the guys and the options he has on his benches over there, so there may be some platoon-type situations here and there, and you know, that go on, you know, all season long. And so I think one of the things the suspension does, though, is it allows you to give opportunities to guys that may not get it, and then you may find something there that's another weapon to add to that depth. And I think they found that, especially like Trey Richardson here early in this year.
What do you say to a guy like Jimmy Winston when just nothing goes right in a start and obviously has a good track record but just had such a rough outing to start the season?
Just keep going. You keep chunking. I mean, that was really a freak thing. I've never seen anything like it because I told Derek, I tell him this all the time about the 70% rule. I could go out and throw BP, batting practice, to that team and them not hit the ball like they did because sooner or later one's going to find a glove. They're going to hit one at you, and it just didn't happen. And hopefully he got all that out of his way in his first outing. And, you know, he's too good an arm. He'll get it going. I know they got confidence in him, and they can't wait to get him back out there and get him going on the right track. And I would think by the time you get in the conference, you'll see him back in that starting lineup on the rotation on the weekend.
Hoot Jonagan and Derek Smith here with us on ESPN Central Texas. They will be on the call of Baylor baseball coming up here in just a matter of minutes. And fellas, Will Rigney looking like he's going to be on the mound for Baylor this afternoon. The Midway product, is that correct? And what are you guys expecting to see from Will Rigney, who's obviously very highly touted coming out of Midway?
Well, you know, he's someone that the coaching staff has been talking about for a while. I mean, a name that people know around here from playing so well at Midway. Of course, he missed most of last season, dealt with a tendon flexor strain. And so I think, you know, as he comes into this season, he's coming in without that maybe amount of work that you might have thought the year before, had a little bit of shoulder soreness to start the year. So they're easing him back in. But the talent is undeniable. He's got a fastball in the low to mid-90s. He's got a slider that can be really nasty. He's working on honing his pitches. I mean, pitchers improve under Coach Strauss. They get better. He's a good teacher. And they feel like he's someone who's already got all the tools and put it together pretty well for a guy his age. And is only going to get better. Expect to see him. You know, he's not going to go five or six innings today. Right. I think you get his feet wet here early on, just get him that taste of college baseball, and I think we might start seeing him more and more sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and I might add today, too. I think today, playing on a Wednesday before you have a three-game series on the weekend, they go to Minute Maid, it's probably going to be a combination of a lot of guys throwing today, getting some work in so they can still be ready to pitch on Friday. If needed, and Will's probably going to do that, probably a certain number of pitches. I know they're excited about it, really good frame, you know, really a good arm action, and, you know, sky's the limit for this guy, and I know they're excited to get him out there and get this thing going.
6'6", 210.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the frame.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. Definitely what you'd like to see in a starting pitcher, and so he will get the hill. As Baylor baseball takes on UT Rio Grande Valley, and I'm assuming, as you guys mentioned, some others will as well. And game today, and then a very short turnaround before the Shriners Hospital for Children Classic coming up in Houston at Minute Maid Park, where they will square off with Missouri and LSU, who's number 11 right now, and number 6, Arkansas. So a big weekend ahead for the Bears, but up first, need to take care of business against UT Rio Grande Valley. So, Hoot, Derek, we appreciate you both so much. We'll be listening in, and thanks so much. About to hand it off to you guys.
All right.
Hey, thanks
for having
guys.
Us.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. There is Derek Smith and Hoot Jonagan. You'll get to hear them all afternoon long right here on ESPN Central Texas as the Bears get ready to take the field here in just a few. That'll do it for us this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow with a full 3 hours, Q, full 3 hours tomorrow.
That's what
Friday,
I'm talking about.
I'm not promising that. Friday is going to be a different story.
Well, I'm going to be in rare form on Friday. What's up, Smoke Dizzle?
This will be your first Friday here in like a month and a half.
I know, and then it's of course it's going to be the short one, right? I haven't been here forever, but oh well.
I just felt like I wanted to come in here and act like I was doing a tease.
No?
Exactly.
All right, listen to me.
All right.
Oliver Luck, 12:15.
Tomorrow?
Right. Let's do it.
I mean, and then there's a lot. The next gap is.
So he's going to push us off to about 3:15 with you guys?
The next gap is like during us, during you make the call, but I'm trying to help.
I know.
I'm trying to help. Hey, did you guys ever give away those Kansas tickets?
No. We gave away the Oral Roberts tickets, though. Yeah.
Call it now.
Hell yeah, yeah.
We've helped pack Baylor Ballpark.
B Dizzle.
That's right.
Well, all right, there's David Smoke's appearance today, and that's going to do it for us. We're going to make way for for Baylor Baseball, and we will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Fellas, anything?
Peace.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is ESPN Central Texas.